number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Going to start the backwards show. Bear with me.
I'm bearing with you.
Because right now, we're in the get-go stages of the backwards show.
I'm following you, baby.
Now, if we're really going to do this, according to the absolute backwards way the show is supposed to be run,
right?
Now, this is off the record. We haven't officially started the backwards show yet. Bear with me. The way that we normally do it when we go into commercial is that we play like a tape from a movie or a TV show.
Right.
Then I play a song, and then we have the bumper,
yep,
Dude Walker saying, you know, they hate books, Don and Mike.
Right.
So, coming out of Stop Sets today, it will be dry, and I'll start the set by saying, we'll be right back. Going into commercials.
Attention, board ops around the country.
Going into commercials, I'll give Lisa a cue to hit the music. Then the Dude Walker bumper. After that, it'll be the wacky tape. And then the network rejoiner.
My God, what a show.
So technically, that is...
That's how it's going to work.
That's backwards. So now that all of that has been said, and I think... We're going to try this. I don't know how long we're going to be able to go with this.
But we have to say goodbye.
And we're going to say goodbye right now. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, and
so
good night. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Rob?
Hey!
Please, throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney, Tyler, Moore.
Great show today, guys. You might just make it after all.
I hate to end a show like that.
Oh, man. Oh, that's bad.
It's time for the last call of the day. Don't forget, be assertive now.
This is the time when you want to do it.
Hello, Don, my show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Well said. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
I'm Scott.
Who?
Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Baltimore.
All right, Scott, here's what we have for you. Oh, great gay day in the morning. You've won the 61 prize pack. That, of course, is the number of Hummers that Billy Crystal gave to Mickey Mantle. 61, the HBO film premiering Sunday, April 28th. Mike, we're not quite done yet. Don't put your jacket on.
I'm sorry, I'm a little eager.
I know you are. 61 tells the inside story of the 1961 home run race between Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris. There's no way a gay movie about Billy Crystal and Mickey Mantle. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second. All right, now, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Lisa? Lisa, sorry we're out of time.
We're waiting.
Hey, Lisa.
Hold on.
Sorry we're out of time, please. Turn off the music. God damn it, the backwards show is already effed up.
Well, you knew it was going to be trouble.
No.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Yes. We're about to turn the music off, Lisa. Please.
You've made me late already. Is this Lisa's official second time running the board?
No, she runs it all the time. Now, this is confusing because she is back at home, and we're all the way in New York.
Yeah, and
right.
This is a very difficult task. I was going to say, she did such a good job the last time. This is very challenging.
And, she's very tired because it's the end of a busy day.
Yes, that's right. It's the end of the show.
Just for continuity, play the Sorry We're Out of Time again. Please.
No!
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Oh. Finally, it does sound stuffier. Diplomats from 34 countries meeting in Quebec for something called the Summit of the Americas. But
There'll be strippers and lap dances.
All right.
Okay.
A local strip club owner is bringing in dancers from all over Canada to give $15 table dances at the summit. He says the diplomats will probably be traveling alone and that they will have expense accounts. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right.
In sports, the man Michael Jordan picked to coach the Washington Wizards has resigned after a 92-98 season. Washington's used to a losing NBA team, so the announcement came as a surprise to many.
They blow. The Wizards blow.
Outgoing coach.
Hey, where are we going for dinner tonight, guys?
I think we should maybe go to Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Yeah.
Little Italy.
I think that's fantastic.
Outgoing coach Leonard Hamilton says, and I quote, "I think it's the best interest of everybody that I allow their progress to move on with me going in another direction."
Because I'm the coach.
I'm going to the airport.
Hi.
So the question is, will Mark Chmura play or quit?
All the Chewy.
Hi, dear.
The former Green Bay Packer has been cleared by the NFL to play again despite his trial on sexual assault charges involving a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, and I've selected my new agent there. Yeah, he's from Wisconsin. His name is Jim. and he's going to be my agent there because I heard him on the Don and Mike Show on WNFL in Green Bay.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, he's a smart one there.
Yeah, he knows his way around the legal system. You better check that Chewy for VD.
Chmura knows that's not his only hurdle in that regard. His lawyer says Chimura's gotten interest from several teams, and there should be more after this weekend's NFL draft here in New York.
Hey, Chewy, what's that floating in the hot tub? Oh, that's not suds, Chewy.
That's DNA.
Yeah.
But the lawyer also says Chmura may not play again because of the neck injury that kept him out of most of the 1999 season.
Well, now what's the deal, Chewy? Are you going to make a comeback or not?
That's interesting, since two doctors have cleared Chmura to play again.
Yeah, but no one wants to touch him because he's like damaged goods.
Yeah, right. He's got that bad rap.
Thank you for the sports there, Buzz.
You bet.
Now, Lisa, play the music, please.
Just any music. Anything off the CD.
Anything that's, like, lying around the studio that you can find there.
Rob, did you? Okay, great. I know you got this, Lisa. Lisa, open the mic for a second. Are you with me? Hello? Okay, so when I give you the cue, you play the bumper. Immediately after the bumper, you play the wacky face. Then you play the go to spots card. And when we come back, nothing out of the green card.
Okay.
Turn the music down.
God damn, this is a mess.
What?
Okay. By now we would have it ironed out.
This is the worst backwards show we've ever done.
Well, you know, we got to iron out all the difficulties.
Okay, now Dude Walker.
The Dolphins of Bunk. Don and Mike.
How about this lame ass analysis?
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
It sucks. One more, Buzz.
Okay, let's make it this one.
Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
You know, I was calling to tell you how much I enjoyed the show today. It just kept getting funnier and funnier every single minute.
You gotta love our listening audience.
And the part where Buzz took off all of his clothes and ran around the studio singing YMCA.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the floor.
It was strong. It was strong.
And congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it was a great one. Maybe the best show we've ever had today.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
We don't have a lot of time. We gotta get to dinner.
Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Well, that's a bad line. It's been that way all day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Bud.
Hey.
Bud, come on.
Okay. Dennis should be calling in about the next 10 or 15 minutes, Buzz, so watch out.
I think he was doing the Mike Don Buzz thing backwards.
Okay.
Hey, all
right.
Don?
Listen, I'm sorry. You know, I've had a very tough day dealing with you idiots. All day today, we've taken umpteen million dumb calls.
And about, 24 hours ago, you were on a plane. So, I mean, it's...
But you heard about that. Listen, that's old news.
I understand.
My story about being stranded at the airport.
So difficult.
That's old news.
And how about Rob's story about bugs at the airport?
what are we doing? A rerun of the whole show today? Please.
I'm sorry. Cover the ground.
Listen to the show
forward.
Listen to the show from beginning to end.
Yeah, no need to go backwards.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Don, Mike, Buzz, hey, listen, guys, I got to tell you, love the show today. I'm calling from the Bay Area to get down to Sacramento, and, hey, I finally got to hear the end of the show.
Wow. Wonderful. Yeah, that's the end of the show. You just heard it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You know, we always run late at the end. Buzz, one more, please.
Let's make it this one. If Tom Green is to be believed, Drew Barrymore is pregnant. Green made the announcement last night on Jay Leno's show. Green said he got the news just before the taping.
That's going to be a pretty baby.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Now she'll get even fatter. You know, when I was at the hotel that I told you about earlier in the show.
Right.
The very fancy hotel.
The Fancy Lad Hotel.
The fancy hotel here in Manhattan. That
the hotel where you have to wear short pants and knee socks.
For my money, it just cannot suck enough. Yeah. It's got like 1,900 bath fixtures in there.
Yes, it does. It's in need of a good remodeling.
Yeah, the hotel just blows. But they do have great in-room movies, and I did watch. No bidet, Rob.
Oh.
No bidet. I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Just use my hand.
That's what I do.
Just use my hand and a towel. But I did finally watch Charlie's Angels on pay-per-view today.
How was it?
It sucked, but Tom Green was in it.
Ah. Tom Green? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
His name was Chad in the movie.
Chad.
Was it Chad?
I'm having surgery. I'm having surgery on my testicles.
Was it Chad?
Chad?
Was Chad the reason you left me? That's his character name. Chad. Was it the Chad? Was it the Chad man?
The Chad.
Was it Chad?
Yes, sir. What's his movie? I Got Fingered.
Freddy got fingered.
Freddy got fingered.
Mighty Freddy.
Daddy, would you like some sausages? Tom Green got a lot of mileage out of his hoax marriage to Barrymore before they actually tied the knot, so who knows whether she's expecting or not.
But you know, and I know you do know this, Buzz, that they talk about getting married whenever Tom Green has a movie to promote.
Right.
I mean, like, the last time that they had all the talk about them getting married was when Road Trip was coming out.
Right, right.
And Road Trip was a big stinker.
Right, but they really are married now, apparently, so he got all the mileage out of that gag.
Well, I'm trying to be as big as Drew Carey.
I don't know. I don't believe it. It's almost like when Andy Kaufman supposedly died.
Right.
For like the first 2 years, I didn't believe it.
We are really married.
Was it the Chad?
Would you like some sausages?
Daddy.
The Chad. We are really married. I swear to God we are. I'm looking in the camera with a funny face. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Horse hockey. Everybody listens to the cowboy hat.
My father is Rip Torn.
Hank, I guarantee there's nothing in there.
Artie from the Larry Sanders Show. He's Artie from the Larry Sanders Show.
Killing Deverell, you ass.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Drink it. Drink it by and step on your throat.
I love you, Drew. I want you to marry me, please.
And then Drew says,
oh, she farted again. A good Canadian fart.
And you know, of all those girls in Charlie's Angels,
right? She's the skankiest.
Yeah, but Cameron Diaz has got the serious Joker smile happening.
We're actually going to have a big wedding reception, and Timothy Hutton's going to come over to our hotel room with Deborah Winger, and we're going to see who has the smelliest crotches. Because we all have that tasty crotch smell look. Drew Barrymore, Tom Green.
I think that the Chinese girl of the three Charlie's Angels was the hottest.
She's too clean. She's not like me. She's not like me, Tom Green.
Although, do you know that for the first half of the movie, I thought that she was the Japanese girl from The View?
No, that's Lisa Ling.
Lisa Ling. I really did.
Lucy,
who can tell?
I've actually gotten them confused as well.
Daddy.
Daddy, look at me staring at the camera. Strange Tom Green. Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Was it the Chad?
Was it the Chad? Did I do something wrong? Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
Buzz, what was this story about?
We were just talking about Tom Green and Drew Barrymore.
I'm working in a cheese sandwich factory.
Well, as David Letterman once said.
Do you think all those people in the other markets now realize that they're really missing nothing by missing the end of the news every day?
Some have described this part of the show as the part of the show that is out of control. Oscar bait for Tom Green. Daddy! Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy!
See, those of you who get cut off after 4 hours and don't get to hear the last part of the show,
right.
This is what happens. I don't know. Some of you perhaps were operating under the misnomer that Buzz actually just presents the news and we sit like good little boys in and listen
silly
to him.
People.
Buzz, would you like to chase me with a hammer?
Yes, I would. Tom.
Very good. Was it the Chad, Buzz?
Yes, it was.
Was it the Chad? I will now suck on a calf. I will now milk a cow with my mouth.
That's your best stunt.
Very good.
As David Letterman once said, there's nothing better than sex with your ex. Mick Jagger and Jerry Hall would probably agree.
Did David Letterman really say that?
Yeah, he did years ago on TV, and I remembered it. It stuck in my mind.
I don't think he made it up, though.
The very thought of David Letterman having sex disturbs me. Yeah. Just picturing him,
you're right,
pumping away.
One man's horror is another man's fantasy.
Okay, I didn't know you felt that way.
Oh, David.
I didn't know you felt that way.
Oh, David.
Wow.
Word is Mick Jagger and Jerry Hall have spent some nights together since the breakup, even though both have been dating around. Sources tell the Daily News that Jerry's finally cooled down after the breakup over Mick's womanizing 2 years ago.
Did she take the mask off after the Joker sprayed her with acid?
No, she keeps the mask.
Isn't that Jerry Hall in that
movie? Yeah, that's right, in the original Batman, right.
They've even taken the kids to the Caribbean recently, but the source says they have no plans to get back together except for the occasional conjugal visits.
Hold on, but let me see what everybody's calling. Hold on a second. Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Goodbye, Mike and Don. I've been listening to your backwards show, and I heard that Paul McCartney is dead.
All right.
My God, is that true?
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, they're doing a horrible impression of Tom Green. I could do one a little better.
Let me hear it. I'm sure.
Okay, Daddy, would you like some sausage?
I mean, yours is much better.
That's a lot.
Ass. Please. And you know, we should point out, neither one of us have done that before.
No, that sucks ass. That sucks ass. Daddy, that sucks ass.
I will hone that and refine that.
Daddy, I will be Tom Green. I will be Tom Green.
Was it the chat?
Was it the chat?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Ann from Sacramento.
Hello, Ann.
Ann?
Hey, I know it's the end of the show, but if you have just a couple more minutes, I live in Sacramento, and I really want to go to the Las Vegas Del Shoe with a man. And I was wondering, can you guys help me find a date?
I don't think we have time to do that today.
No, it's too late in the show today, honey. Call tomorrow.
Okay.
Call tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Call at the beginning of the show tomorrow.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to call and scoop Buzz.
Come on, now that's not fair.
I can't.
That one's not fair. Please, that's not fair.
And he's too late for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Right.
Buzz should have had all the news we needed.
That should have been at the beginning of the show. Buzz is almost done with the news now.
Covered that.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Steve calling from Sacramento. I don't know what's going on, but I'm really drunk and there are all these bottles sitting around. What am I going to do? It's only noon.
Oh, I get it. The guy, you know.
I got it, too. It just wasn't funny.
Right. Come on. Leave the driving to us. See, Jesus Christ, look what time it is. I don't know how this got away from us today. At what point did I lose control of the show today?
Well, that last call, we always get those weird calls at that hour.
Hello.
Yeah. Happy hour.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, technically, you're no longer 48 seconds. You're about 3 hours and 48 seconds on delay, so I'd just like to say hello to myself in the future.
Everybody's overthinking it a little bit.
Everybody's trying. Buzz, I'm sorry. It's your news time, and as always, I'm junking it up with these dumb phone calls.
That's all right. Nobody seems to like the movie Joe Dirt, and that apparently includes its star, David Spade. The New York Post says Spade was spotted Saturday night at a Los Angeles theater with some friends. The paper says that about halfway through the movie, Spade and his friends walked out of the movie.
Call a David Spade, that's what I say.
I cannot believe he did this.
Quoting a paper source, it was that bad.
His brother hated it. Phil Dirt. Oh, God. And his other brother, the disc jockey, Phil N.
Right.
Phil. And his other brother, Phil Tur.
Word has gotten out about a major plot.
Yeah, Phil Bin.
Is that your final answer?
God, you're cute.
And then the confectioner.
Who's that?
Phil Ament.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't want to participate anyway, and then it just went a little longer. And I'm tired.
I know. It's been a long day.
You worked your ass off today.
I understand.
Word's gotten out about a major plot development on The Sopranos and the actor who plays Tony Sopranos getting the blame. ABCNews.com has been reporting on the development this week and now says it got the word from James Gandolfini.
Hi, Donna Mike.
It's the guy who's going to be whacked. Federico Castelluccio, who plays Furio, later told a radio interview, "Can I tell you something? James Gandolfini kids around a lot. It could have been all a joke." The website says that sounds more like spin control.
What did he say?
He said that the thing is, on this website,
right,
a major cast member of The Sopranos is going to be murdered.
An original cast member.
One of the original cast members.
Whacked.
And it's on the website.
And I haven't gone to the website because I don't want to know who it's going to be. I want to be surprised.
It better not be Paulie Walnuts. I will be pissed. What is the website, Buzz?
I thought of that. ABCNews.com.
It's an original cast member, so
yeah. You
can go right down the line. And if it's somebody getting whacked, it's got to be somebody who's like one of the soldiers. So it's got to be Christopher, Paulie Walnuts, Silvio, and that's pretty much it.
And because Christopher and Paulie Walnuts have been clashing lately, I'm thinking it's one of them. But like I said, I really have avoided going to that website because I didn't want to spoil the surprise.
You know what would be a curveball? If it would be Meadow, because they're doing so much with her character right now, and it would really be something no one would see coming.
But if it's whacked, you know, that's the vernacular.
No, that's a guy. That's one of the guys in Tony's crew. Hold on, I'm going to get on the web. Hold on.
You're not going to say it if you see it, are you?
Yes!
No, don't do that.
Why?
Because that's horrible.
It's probably false
anyway. Do it for your own knowledge. I want to know, too. But
I'll pay any days. Hold on a second.
You'll be less popular than Stossel if you do that.
I don't care.
Not possible.
Yeah, right. What was the address, Buzz?
ABCnews.com.
Now he's going to do it.
Here we go.
Now he's going to charge full speed ahead.
Of course I am.
Now it is a total priority.
Well, he has to now.
Oh, well, now how did this happen?
What?
Somehow I'm on scatlover.com.
I bookmarked that.
Essing and pissing. Personals, videos, images, warning adult website.
Yeah, baby.
SHI gallery.
Man,
Turbo pictures, scat men, scat women, scat couples.
It's your homepage.
It is too late in the day for this stuff.
That's
the guy.
That's Livia Soprano, isn't it?
Oh, my God. On scatlover. Oh, and look at that. Oh, there is someone who has their mouth up to someone else's Duke and is actually pulling a Raymond Burr.
Yum, yum.
Man, we're going to dinner. All come
right,
on.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on.
All right, let's try this again.
ABCnews.com.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Here we are.
This is not a goof this time. See, it's coming up. ABCnews.com.
But, all right, let's see what's happening.
Transferring document, 13%. Okay, Good Morning America, World News Tonight, 2020. There's a goddamn Sopranos thing.
Ages alone.
Hold on. I am getting an instant message from Charles Broyhill.
He's already found out, hasn't he? He likes that kind of stuff. Does he already know who it is?
No, no, no. He says you can't say a word that I said. Hold on, let me write him back.
Did?
I know, the word for watering the garden.
Yes. Did you?
You're instant messaging him back. You're iMessaging him back.
Dump it.
You know, this is never the kind of thing that happens at the beginning of the show.
No, well, you know, we're all tired.
Crankiness.
Did you dump it?
A lot of travel.
Did you dump it?
Been a long day. Don's trying to communicate, even though they're in rooms right next to each other.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know why he had that. You know, because he's Charlie Broyhill. He says, "I hope they did." Okay,
all right, thanks. That would be you. The inflection was wrong, and it would be his response would have been, "I hope they did."
There you go. You see
what he might have said? I hope they did.
Just IM'd him back?
No, I don't see. I know Buzz, but I would think he would say it like, "I hope they did."
I hope they did.
You see what I just instant messaged him back?
I know how to do the inflection on that.
Yeah.
F you.
F you.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see.
International money, U.S.
Money.
Christ. Okay. Oh, look at the font. He's now instant messaged me back with this. F you, too.
I can't see it, but you boys better start behaving.
Yeah, all right, hold on a second.
You two are taking a time out.
Entertainment. That's where it would be. Click on entertainment.
Christ, I'm the worst at this.
Entertainment. Okay, Entertainment Index. Here we go. Coming up. Who's getting whacked on The Sopranos?
You know, whenever I get an instant message from Charlie Broyhill, I just read what I want to read.
Okay, here we go. Hitman responds.
Do you have the answer?
I'm looking now. is Soprano, Vow of Silence. Here we go.
Get ready
for the slowest page in the world. Warning you again. Okay.
Is it there?
Okay. I'm so happy. If that's true, I'm so happy.
Well, now I know who it is. I didn't even read it, and I know who it is.
I'm so happy if it's true.
Yeah, well, we know now.
Well, really, am I that transparent?
Well, we all know who it is. We all know who you hate in the original cast.
Who?
I'll write it down. Give me a
who do I hate? Who do I hate from the original cast?
Okay.
Here's my pen.
Yes, that's right, Mike. That's right. Buzz? Yes, that's right. That's right.
Right.
Hey, Christopher.
Right.
Oh, God. Well, please, anybody could go to the website and look it up themselves. Christopher, besides, who knows if it's true or not?
Right. It's probably not true. You know what? Everything in the last year that has been on a website has been BS.
That's true.
They usually do it. They use these leaks to create more hype for shows like Survivor. All the stuff from Survivor was crap.
But do you know that on this year's Survivor, there is some website that's predicted who's getting voted off every single week?
It's true. Really?
There is some website. I don't know if it's Survivor Sucks.
Now, are they doing it just because they're skilled at...
Nobody knows guessing. If they know because they're skilled at guessing. Somebody says it's because they look at the way that the show is cut up in the montages and who has more facial hair and...
Wow.
And, you know, on Survivor, which incidentally is going to be on momentarily if we don't shut the hell up because we're running way over tonight... You know, I just found this out about Survivor, that there, for the last episode, nobody knows who the last survivor is on this one. No one can tell.
Not even the contestants.
Right, because the last one is going to be live.
Okay.
They're going to do the voting live in Los Angeles, so there's no way a secret could get out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That'll help.
So have they had
what happened there, Father Time?
I was drinking. I was swallowing my beverage.
Have they had to wait all this time since they got out of Australia then?
Yes.
So they don't know who the big winner is yet?
No, they don't, because they're all going to get together in 3 weeks in Los Angeles for a live broadcast where it's going to come down to two, and they're going to have a live on-air vote.
You know, that's almost not fair, because now the contestants are watching it on TV, so they're seeing precisely what the directors and producers want them
correct.
To see.
Right. Correct.
That's neat.
Exercise and you'll live longer. Don't exercise and you may live longer still.
Sure.
Hi.
I'm skeptical.
Hi. Hi. I don't have time.
Hi.
Of course not.
Turkey. This is Pete Johnson from WAW.
When I was young, I'd run around and play ball. All the time.
Stickball.
Stickball in the street.
With an egg crate.
In Brooklyn.
A German scientist says you should spend half your free time goofing off because loafing is a great way to beat stress, and stress kills.
Well, now, see, that doesn't make sense because Germans are efficient.
Usually, as far as we know, that's what we hear.
That's the stereotype.
All you have to do is lie on einen Couch.
Hi.
In his study, The Joy of Laziness, Professor Peter Axt says people who would rather laze in a hammock instead of running a marathon have a better chance of living into old age.
There is einen egg cream.
He says moderate exercise, like walking, is good, but he says stress is bad and that being a couch potato is the cure for that. Quoting another professor, he's nuts. You'll have to be active. You can't always veg around. You'll get fat. That's all unhealthy.
Right. I will be on to Davenport.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, God's Radios.
Hi.
Mike and Don.
Hi.
Hey, why don't you really make it a backwards show? Don, you go out tonight and hit some golf balls and go to a buffet. And Mike, you go find some guy and drink vodka, an English guy, and dance gay with him.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello there. You had something incorrect about Survivor.
What's that?
They've already voted, and they, quote, sealed the envelopes. And only to be opened on the live show.
Very cool.
Really? Because I heard that they were doing the voting live.
What I had read.
Where'd you read it?
It was in the Sacramento Bee.
Oh, you can't believe that paper, please. This is the worst newspaper in the world.
The Bee.
Hello, Don and Mike show. How can you trust any newspaper that's named after an animal?
Yeah, what you should do, you should read their sister publication, the Sacramento Sea.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, way to go, guys.
What?
Kicking that guy's ass earlier in the show.
Yeah, oh, listen, let's...
That guy was a jerk,
he deserves
man.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, thank you.
He deserved it. You guys rule.
Try to move forward. Thank
you're
you.
Tiring of those skulls, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh, my God, I was just calling to say thanks for my VIPs yesterday, dude.
You got your VIP tickets for the big show?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, is this the guy who really talks like this who called yesterday and we had the conversation with on the air?
No, Don. I'm a first-time caller, three-year listener, brother.
Which show will you be attending in the VIP section?
The 27th. At the amphitheater.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, in Sacramento. All right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, dude.
Oh, hey, can I tell my buddy Alan I'm giving him the VIP with him?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Sure you can. And Buzz has got some weed for you. And some X. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
You know, it's always a mistake to go to the phones this late in the show.
Yeah, it's that weird hour.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
It's all right.
Buzz, what's next?
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is expected to forge ahead with a ban on booze at the city's many street festivals.
Oh, now, Rudy, what are you thinking?
What's he going, mental? Did nothing but objections. At a hearing yesterday, a dozen groups protested the plan, and no one spoke in favor of it. The mayor's hoping to avoid the kind of trouble that followed last year's Puerto Rican Pride Parade.
Well, you know, okay. Okay. Wow. I don't think the problem is the booze there.
We hear you.
Okay.
The guy behind the taste.
You know what I'm saying?
The guy behind the Taste of Times Square says, "I already have agreements in place for this year, and this ban screws me." Organizers of the very popular New York City Oyster Festival say that event will be canceled if the ban becomes reality.
You know what I'm saying? Never mind. Buzz, we got to do a break, and we'll be right back. Now the music, Lisa.
Right.
And now the wacky thing.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Son, he saw on MTV's Jackass.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville.
Daddy!
Daddy, can I be a sausage?
I was on MTV.
I'd like to be on the fire. I'd like to be on the fire.
Less than 3 months ago, a kid in Torrington, Connecticut set himself on fire after seeing the show. Now,
Torrington, is that in Canada?
No, it's in Connecticut. And now a boy in Hartford has suffered second-degree burns from duplicating the same stunt.
I think there's a Torrington, Ontario.
Was it the Chad? Was it the Chad?
Daddy? I am on fire.
Oh, there's another scene in Charlie's Angels where he sings, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Brandy, you're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be."
This latest boy, 11 years old, says he wrapped a petroleum-soaked rag around his leg and ignited it with a cigarette lighter.
Petroleum jelly.
My leg is on fire, Daddy.
The fire burned his pants and his skin before it was put out. The injuries were not too serious, fortunately. The boy was treated at a hospital and immediately released.
Buzz, hold on. You know, I have no idea why the phones are going so nutty at this time in the show. Hello, Don and Mike.
That's real. That's the best. That's the best backwards
yes,
part.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, you remember talking to me earlier today?
We do indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I was the caller 100. I had won the secret sound, and when they were taking my information, where to send the $500, they disconnected me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you tell everybody again, since we haven't announced it recently, what the secret sound was?
The secret sound was a Coke can opening.
Fantastic.
Right.
Congratulations
yeah.
on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep looking for your money, honey.
Oh, still keep looking?
Keep looking.
I'll give you the address.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold and you can talk to Charlie Broyhill.
Sure, hold on a second.
Don,
yes.
I thought the secret sound was that of a pushy bitch.
No. Rob.
It is a horror, Rob.
Oh,
it's
I'm
a
sorry.
Horror. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? My mistake.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to advance a theory on The Sopranos. If you guys remember the advertisements that came out at the beginning of the season, it was on the Atlantic City boardwalk and a stripe going right down the middle of the boardwalk. And some people were on the right side of the boardwalk with Tony, and there were like five or six on the other side of the stripe.
Yeah, this reminds me of like when the Beatles were walking across.
Yeah. But if you look at it, it's pretty much broken down just like that stripe.
But in the debut episode of The Sopranos, we discussed the fact that they are not averse to putting like symbolism in there and
right.
making you think, doing hidden people, and you know, like
yeah.
when you saw
a big pussy.
Right.
Yeah. Right, and he's actually in the advertisement on the other side of the stripe with Christopher and a few others, and Ralphie's straddling it in the middle.
And Christopher's barefoot.
You know, and I feel bad for Big Pussy. I was reading in the New York Post today, or whatever paper it is that they bring to the room. Yeah, that he's going to be at a cigar at a bookstore or a cigar shop, one of the two in Manhattan tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a cigar shop.
And it's a line of cigars, some cheapo line of cigars, and he's going to be autographing boxes of cigars.
I'd like to see the people standing in line for that one. It'll be hot. Because it's The Sopranos.
Sure.
It'll be hot.
He's not even on The Sopranos anymore.
Well, he was in The Mirror.
Yeah, technically he was on the first episode of the year.
Much beloved.
And you know he's going to come back and haunt Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you.
Oh, come on. There's a big pussy in the mirror. I'm losing my marbles here.
British reporters are ganging up on an American reporter over his criticism of the host of The Weakest Link. New York Post TV critic Adam Buckman called for Ann Robinson to be voted off the show.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes.
There was someone at the door?
Apparently not. He's certainly gone away.
Send him in.
May I help you, please, sir?
Please, come in, sir.
Rob, I think you know the rule on this show.
We have an open door policy.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Welcome, friend.
May I help you? Hey, you know what? Hey, we were talking about him yesterday on the Letterman show. This is either Mucci Bar or
Sirajul. Which one are you?
Say hi.
I'm just a traffic manager.
No, you must talk and talk now.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm just a traffic manager, NEWN. Just say hi.
How you doing?
Well, we are on the air. We were just, kind of... You're not... okay, all right. So you just wanted to...
For me. That's it.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to? This is radio. No. We need you to talk into the microphone.
How you doing?
Okay. A little shy.
Okay, Rob. Yeah. Rob, when he thank you. When he leaves,
thanks so much.
Post a sign, Rob. Americans only.
Oh my!
And thanks for dressing.
No foreigners allowed. Oh, excuse me, Buzz. I'm sorry. Just, the guy was standing in front of the door.
I saw,
and he was waving.
Right,
waving, looking, open palm waving, looking at the door. I mean, for goodness sakes, we've been at WNEW for nearly 4 hours today.
I understand this, Ed, just like our station in Washington. Tight as Tupperware security.
Right. And it's way after hours, man. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's weird when a guy's wandering the halls this late in the show.
Should be gone by now. Very friendly, though. A New York Post critic, Adam Buckman, and Robinson to be voted off the show Weakest Link. He called her rude, nasty, mean, and a disaster, and he said he hopes she falls flat on her face. So today, British newspapers said the American doesn't get the joke, and in an editorial, one British paper said American critics are furious that the Brits are conquering U.S. television with their game shows.
I'm going to tell you, I hate both of them.
I almost said I'm going to go on record.
The British people are right to a point that this guy, Adam Buckman, does not get the joke because he's calling her legitimately rude, and the Brits are saying, well, it's all just a joke, and our criticism of that show is that it's not real. It's not real hostility.
Did you read the follow-up column today, though? The guy, when he got all the publicity in Britain, he wrote a column today where he knows that it's fake.
Right.
What he wrote in the column today was, at the end of every show, she smiles and winks at the camera,
as if to say, hey, you know, everything's okay.
It's a gag.
Mentioned that yesterday.
So he knows that. Well, I read
that.
Not really a bitch.
But the thing about it is that he attacked her initially with that angle, and he was kind of backtracking a little bit on that. When he really came out and said she's too rude, and he compared her. When a guy writes the statement that she's not fit to lick the boots of Regis Philbin,
well,
I get a little concerned.
I got news for you. Everybody is fit to lick the boots of Regis Philbin. Jesus.
Well, one British paper wrote, Britain is a great country because it is full of Annie Robinsons. The Mirror salutes cocky little chancers like her. The paper went on to tell the host, give those Yanks a good spanking.
The thing that made me laugh in that guy's column, Bob Buckman is the guy's name?
Adam Buckman.
His constant references to bad meat. Contaminated meat. You know, I'll send you some meat.
Buckman!
USA.
Get me Buckman!
Buckman!
Well, for whatever reason Americans have taken to the British import, The Weakest Link continued to dominate the ratings Tuesday night and again last night. Tuesday night it kept 100% of the Frasier audience, and on all three nights the ratings grew in the second half hour of the show. And last night, the show had twice the audience of each of its competitors. Says one industry expert, NBC has not had anything that's worked on Monday since 1995. They've finally got something that has promise. NBC's now preparing to release The Weakest Link as a video game.
Well, I hope Leah comes on the show, because they might need the pub.
Absolutely.
But they might need it, because that's the time slot it's going to end up in, is Monday night at 8 o'clock.
You think now, are you starting to think maybe it is going to be a hit after all?
No, I think people will grow tired of it.
I sure hope so.
It sucks. I mean, really sucks.
Yeah, I hate
the show,
it.
The show is no good.
I do not understand the fascination with it so far. First Lady Laura Bush says she helped pick the White House staff on Larry King last night. She said W consulted her on his choices.
Where'd she pick him?
She said the two of them. Bush. She says that she and W sometimes gossip about people after hours.
But George.
Mrs. Bush.
George.
Yes, Laura?
I think the one man who works down the hall might be a faggot.
I think you're right, honey. I'll fire him tomorrow. You know, here in our White House, uh-huh, we've got a policy of total intolerance. If anybody's different.
And I
got a letter from a young man, from Vienna. Who writes, W, your policy of intolerance, not tolerating people of a different makeup, religiously, sexually,
right,
is something that makes me proud to be an American.
Is that from that nice boy, Rob Spiewak?
Signed, Robert Spiewak.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the great work and keep discriminating. Hatred is my mistress.
And also, I've got to tell you something else, George.
Yeah, what's that, Laura?
I'm worried about AIDS in the White House.
We're concerned about AIDS in our White House. Hey, Laura.
Yes, George.
Look at this.
It's the White House staff. you know I don't touch that.
Oh, come on now.
No.
You don't want to have a meeting with the White House staff?
Don't force my head down there.
Come on now. How about just a quickie?
No.
Just a quickie meeting with the White House staff.
I told you it tastes icky.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, you never talk to the White House staff anymore. You didn't talk to the governor's staff either.
You don't talk to my staff either. Why don't you talk to the yeast?
Speak to the yeast.
Yes. I mean, yeah, speak to the yeast.
I tell you,
you're speak to my cabinet.
You are. You're seriously salty dog, Laura, for a schoolmarm. You're my little schoolmarm.
Speaking of the salty dog.
Oh, man. The White House staff wants to go see the salty dog, Madam Librarian. Come on now. Come on, let's do it like Bow Bow Wow. Let's do it like Millie.
Oh!
Daddy's dog.
Mrs. Bush says her husband's sense of humor has gotten him through most of the situations he's faced since becoming president.
You're so funny, W.
I know I'm funny, but the White House staff needs some relief. They need some relief troops.
She said the only thing that makes life in the White House less than perfect is the shortage of Tex-Mex food.
How about this, Laura? I'll make a deal with you. All you have to do is shake hands with the White House staff.
Okay, hold on. Let me get on the intercom for a moment. Yes, hi, this is Mrs. Bush. I need some plastic gloves, please.
All right. It's a hot time in the White House tonight.
In the Oval Office.
Fantastic.
Hello?
F3.
Oh, I want them to be the big Playtex ones, the rubber ones.
Have Dick Cheney bring up some baby oil.
I'm tired of talking to the Secretary of Hand Lotion.
Oh, man, that's his best job. Fantastic. She's going to shake hands with the White House staff. I'm so happy. You've made me happy, Madam Librarian.
When it comes to talks with the Chinese, we're not getting anywhere, but we're making good time.
Well, I wish we had our Chinese tapes here today.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Where we left this yesterday, the U.S. was saying there's no point in continuing the talks because the first meeting was unproductive.
But
since then, there it is.
Yeah, that was great.
The American negotiator.
It's Brazilian.
But since we last spoke, the Chinese agreed to at least discuss the prompt return of our crippled spy plane.
Hey, there you go.
So, the two sides had another meeting today, and although nothing's been settled, U.S. officials are not using the word unproductive anymore.
Booyah!
All they will say is it was a business-like meeting.
Booyah! Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Oh, I'll bet I have your attention with these words. Lesbian scene, Jennifer Aniston, and Winona Ryder.
Halfway, yeah. Winona Ryder has never done it for me.
She does it for me.
One skinny, pasty broad
she is hot.
But Jennifer Aniston, yeah, you know that.
I knew that. NBC.
You know that.
NBC is feeling the heat from Survivor and CSI, and it's losing its grip on must-see TV night.
Daddy, do I have BD?
So, in an upcoming episode, Jennifer Aniston's Rachel runs into an old college friend and remembers what the two of them did on one alcohol-fueled night back in college.
Oh, so they have a... Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder and Jennifer Aniston and who?
And just the two of them.
Oh, yes.
Now, do you think they'll show Winona Ryder actually nursing?
They haven't said what they're going to show and what they're not going to show, but setting up a storyline like this and considering the beating they're taking from Survivor.
Winona ride her.
Yes.
Get it? Winona ride her.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The episode airs next week head-to-head against Survivor at the start of the May sweeps rating.
Very exciting.
You know, if you're going to do a lesbian thing with Jennifer Aniston, how can you leave those tatas out?
Yeah. Well, I think you have to, but of course there are limitations, much like on this show when we try to do our homosexual scenes.
I hope there's no Aniston. Okay, I hope it's all Aniston.
Yes, Jennifer Aniston.
Now listen, Lisa, hit the music, but hold off on the Dude Walker for a second, because I want to say, Buzz's News and Comment tonight is brought to you by eGars.com.
Yeah!
Visit eGars.com for great deals on Hoyo de Monterrey, Excalibur, and Punch 5 packs, 5 premium cigars for as little as $19.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. Okay, roll it.
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed. The Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to our backwards.
That was very professional.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Coming up, Jennifer Aniston and lesbian love.
Oh, lesbo love.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzzy.
He made it up.
What's the buzz? Tell me what the hell.
It's been an exciting show.
It has. Boy, I can't believe news time has come up so quickly.
And I hope we don't go an hour and 15 minutes like we always do with the news, or we will never get out of here on time today.
I'd sure like to see the city tonight.
Yeah. I'd like to see the beginning of the Survivor tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot. There's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the room TV, what a day.
Yeah. Okay, I think we are going to push down the third wall just for a moment.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. But, I mean, we're still going to stick with the formatics of doing the backwards show.
Right. Right.
But
you know how you can get around it? Just a suggestion. I know you.
Okay. No. That's all right.
You know what I forgot to tell you? That's how you can get around it.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. But all the stuff that we're going to talk about now is stuff we normally talk about in the first break.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
which
what
should
said.
Be the last break today.
But you know, you say, you know what I forgot to tell you?
Okay. All right. Because we've got some time now just to do the show before Match Game 2001, which you've already heard today.
Yeah, you liked that.
We had a big winner.
With the two major New York celebrities playing with us.
Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike,
yeah.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Dave from Loudon. I was just wondering, do you guys prefer Common Green or Jackass?
Yes.
Tom Green.
Yes, we do. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
What's that?
I'm now doing my morning show at night.
Bye. Get out of here, Doug.
Hey,
hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
All right. I got a comment on that silly-ass, Weakest Link show, the strategy behind it. Because I watched one show, okay,
yeah,
and that was the one where that black chick was acting smart with the girls.
Oh, you mean the girl who was the
law student?
The lawyer.
Yeah, right.
Right, right. Now, check this out. If that guy was kicking their ass for all those segments, right?
Oh, you mean the nerdy? Hold on. You mean the nerdy guy who looked like Andy Dick?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So why didn't the two girls vote him off?
I don't know.
And then fight against themselves.
I don't.
But since he was so smart.
You're analyzing it too much. I don't know. It was a show that was on 2 days ago.
I hate that show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if they won't let you call it the cooter shooter, maybe you can call it the twat put.
It's an Olympic event.
No, it's
good.
And they let us call it the cooter shooter. They just didn't want cooter shooter like a million times in a row yesterday.
And they didn't want you saying specifically that a banana will be flying out of her
vagina.
Word eliminated.
Right, right. Listen, Mike, I know what I forgot to tell you about.
What did you forget to tell us? Because, I mean, you went over so much earlier in the show.
Way in the opening, I forgot to tell you, I felt like such a dope yesterday. You know, I left the show early. I did the move that Mike normally pulls on Friday when we're at WNEW.
But you can't call me Mike when you're talking about that. If I'm pulling a move, you have to call me by my proper name.
Golden Boy.
The Golden Boy.
So normally on Fridays, when we're up in Manhattan, Golden Boy...
Jibo.
Jibo will leave early so he can catch his train, right?
Right.
Well, normally when we come up to NEW, here's the schedule that we're on. We get up very early on Thursday morning.
Right.
We schlep to Alzheimer's Airport in D.C. we take the Delta shuttle.
Right.
We get here. It takes an hour and a half to get into town. We rush to the hotel. We rush to the radio station. So this time I thought, now going to use the superior knowledge. What I'm going to do is fly up on Wednesday night.
Beat that morning rush hour at the airport. Because there is a rush hour at the airport.
Yes. Because I figured that taking the shuttle that leaves at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be in New York at 9 o'clock. To get from LaGuardia to Midtown, 25-minute stops. Yeah. I'm going to be in my hotel room by 9:30 last night.
Easy.
So I left the show last night at 7 o'clock, thanks to Mike and Rob and Buzz for handling that. And I was happily driving down the road thinking to myself, this is what it's like to be the Golden Boy. I really was driving down thinking, this is what it's like to be able to leave the show early just because, you know, I've got different travel plans.
Right.
So I get out to Alzheimer's Airport.
You.
I get to Alzheimer's Airport, and there is, you know how when we take the shuttle up, guys, there's 156 people on the plane every time. It is like Schindler's List. It is packed tight.
I would expect seriously it to be empty at that time of night.
There were 14 people in line for the airplane.
Cool.
It was a beautiful thing to see, and I'm standing, and of course, even with 14 people, I stood in line. I stood right up front and waited for the plane to all the people to get out of, the people who are coming from New York to D.C.
Sure.
And then when they said we're ready to board, I got on and I got the right up front spot. Beautiful. And I'm thinking, man, this is teeth, because it is 10 after 8. We're only 10 minutes delayed leaving. The pilot gets on and says, hey, great news. We're going to have a clear flight to New York tonight.
Yeah, the weather was great for flying.
We're going to make it to New York in 38 minutes tonight.
Wow.
I'm thinking, goddamn, I'm a genius. I am a genius. So as we're sitting there waiting for the plane to take off, at this point, a guy comes in. Now, there are only 14, 15, 16, 17 people on this flight. A guy comes in. And there are rows, there are, behind me, there are 5, 6, 7 rows where no one's sitting.
Empty.
Yeah, I was sitting in the very front, the aisle seat on the right-hand side of the very first row.
Which I understand, based on my lunch earlier today, long time ago, it seems like, with Charlie and Rob.
Hours ago, Mike.
That bulkhead area is the hot area of the airplane.
Well,
where everybody wants to be.
You got the extra leg room up there, and you're guaranteed to be the first on and the first off the airplane, even if there's 15 people on the plane.
Right.
So this prick comes by, and I know he worked for the Discovery Channel because he had a Discovery Channel jacket on, and he had two Discovery Channel bags, and he says to me, is anyone sitting there? And I said, well, no, but I turn around and there are three empty rows behind me. I said, but there's empty rows back there. He said, yeah, but I like sitting right up front. Besides, you could move. And at that point, at that point, it became, you know, like almost like I'm an animal and I'm urinating on my car. I said, no, you know what? I like sitting right here on the aisle, so be my guest. So the guy comes over and sits down, so there's a chair in between us. He's in the far chair to the right by where the window is. The first thing the guy does is take off his shoes.
Oh, you hate that.
Takes his shoes off and, I swear to God, starts rubbing his feet.
Which is, I know from traveling with you, is the single worst thing that can happen on an airplane.
And listen to this. He's got his shoes off and he's rubbing his feet. And then he's like going, oh, like this with his hands all over his face going, oh, what a dirt.
He might have awakened this morning with his eyes just completely closed.
What a dirt, man. And now they turn the engines on and you hear the bing, 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 bing. And the girl comes over and she says to this guy, excuse me, you're going to have to put your bags in the overhead bin. And rather than just say, sure, I'd be glad to, this guy, as he's rubbing his feet and rubbing his hands on his face, he says, why? She says, well, because you're sitting in the first row and you can't put it underneath the seat. So the guy goes like, here's the move. He reaches underneath, takes these two large Discovery Channel bags, and gives them to the waitress, to the stewardess. She's the valet in the spray.
It's the world according to him.
So I give her a look like, what a prick.
Right.
And she gives me a look back that indicates, yes, he's a prick. So at this point, I figure, well, I'm Prince Valiant. I stand up and I say, here, let me give you a hand with that. And she says, no, I'm fine. And I said, no, let me give you a hand. And I go right across the aisle where no one's sitting. And I open up the bin. And this guy is sitting there with his shoes off, watching as I load his bags into the cross overhead bin thing.
Did you get a thank you?
No, nothing from the guy.
Of course not.
I got nothing.
You know what would have been funny? If you took his bags, you know, when we're on an airplane, I can be a lot meaner than you can. I just thought of that. I would take them halfway down the airplane and put them in the overhead bin over there, but especially since he didn't give you a thank you.
No, so I sit down, and at that point, the plane starts to move like we're taxiing to take off. And the pilot comes on and says, prepare, for imminent doom, stewardesses, strap yourself into those little chairs.
Right.
And what he did was he took us on a tour of the airport. I realized about 10 minutes into this journey that all he was doing was driving about 5 miles an hour in a big circle all the way around the airport, because we never got to the runway. We were just driving and driving and driving. And now,
are you sure there weren't like a gazillion planes in front of you?
I'm looking out the windows and I'm seeing nothing.
Nothing.
I'm seeing nothing. And now it's 8:30. The plane is a half hour late taking off, but we're still driving, and the guy's made no announcement. So I figure, well, he's just trying to find the runway. 8:40.
That's always comforting.
8:40, the plane stops, and the engines go off. And the captain gets on the radio and says, hey, folks, this is Captain Smiley. We've got a small problem. There are high winds at LaGuardia Airport tonight, and they've only got one runway open. So right now, we're not cleared to take off. We'll have an update for you at the top of the hour. Just sit back and relax, and we should be on our way at 9 p.m.
Always amazes me, that's the way it is. On those short hops, they'll delay your takeoff based on the traffic up at LaGuardia.
Right.
That's what they do.
So it's now 8:40, and we're not supposed to take off until 9 o'clock. And everybody is pissed, and everybody, myself included, is getting on the cell phone and calling people and saying, I can't believe this crap. But nobody's throwing a bigger fit than Mr. Discovery Channel, who's sitting next to me.
Oh, the busy man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone else who's speaking on their cell phones, you can hear them, but they're not yelling.
Right.
This guy is making a point of speaking at a very loud register where he's saying stuff like, I've got to be in Manhattan for a meeting. This is totally unacceptable. This is why I should have taken the train. This is why this airline stinks. I can't believe this. Blah, blah. And he's going on and on and on and on. 9 o'clock comes. The pilot gets back on, and now by now, he's got the door open
right
to the cockpit. So you can actually see him in there as he's turning around to address everybody on the plane, and he's on his little headset, and he says,
folks, I'm afraid I got some bad news. There still is no word from LaGuardia, so we are just going to have to sit here. TFN, we're going to ask the crew to go down and start the beverage cart down the aisle. You are free to turn on your handheld electronic devices. I'll let you know as soon as we get some closure on the situation.
Oh, my God. Then you're trapped. You're a prisoner.
Thank you for your patience.
Wow. Now, at this time, they come down the aisle, and they announce that if you want some hooch, it's free.
Right.
They're not going to charge you. And I said to the guy, hey, how about a whole can of Diet Coke rather than the usual Delta Airlines,
Sure.
6 ounces in a in a 7 ounce glass.
They went along with that,
yeah,
I'm sure.
So they were fine, and it was interesting listening to the pilot, because he had the door to the cockpit open, and you could hear him arguing with the people at National Airport. It's much like that movie,
Pushing 10,
where you hear him talking to the air controller saying, listen, I've been on the ground now for 1 hour and 20 minutes. can I go, or should these people get off the airplane and do something else? And you would hear the guys on the radio come back and say,
nah, just maintain your position, Delta 15822. We'll get back to you.
Oh, boy. So at 9:30, now this is an hour and a half after the plane's supposed to leave, the pilot comes on and he says,
hi, everybody. This is Captain Smiley. I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is apparently the situation at LaGuardia has cleared up, and they've gotten clearance from our hub down in Atlanta that it's okay to fly. However, the news has not yet reached up here to Washington, Alzheimer's, and Reagan National Airport. So as soon as the people from Atlanta can tell the people from D.C. it's okay, we'll be taking off momentarily.
Oh, my God.
So we're still sitting. We are still sitting. And now even I'm getting pissed,
right?
Because what the pilot is saying is, it's okay to fly to LaGuardia. The people from Delta Airlines in Atlanta have called him up on the radio and told him it's okay.
Right.
But the people at Alzheimer's Airport in D.C., they don't have the news yet.
Oh, God.
So we're still sitting and we're still waiting. And in the meantime, maybe the fattest man that I have ever seen on an airplane in my life gets up and goes to the bathroom. Now, this is really funny. This guy, when he sat down, he asked for 2 seat extensions.
Okay.
I heard him ask for 2, and I heard him say that the seat belts on Delta are the smallest of any major airline.
You know.
He made a point of,
right.
You know, of announcing it.
Sure.
I need 2 because yours are the absolute smallest.
You know,
no, 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 no.
So we've got our break.
Right.
And the guy goes into the head. The guy is obviously in there taking a number 2.
Ew!
Because the guy goes in, and he's in there starting at about 9:40. Well, all of a sudden at 9:45, the captain gets on and says,
great news, everybody. We've been cleared for takeoff to LaGuardia Airport. Flight attendants, please prepare. Everybody, let's buckle the seatbelts and let's get going.
And you see the male waitress. There were 2 female waitresses and 1 male waitress.
Right.
The male waitress, who, if he wasn't gay, then Jesus wasn't Jewish.
Wow.
This guy had on, first off, his nails were incredibly long. This brother. Long, long fingernails. And he had on jewelry. He had on a big gaudy watch, and he had bracelets, and he had rings on almost every finger. And he had the braided hair, and he had the earrings and everything. And he goes to the door, and he goes, excuse me, sir, is everything all right in there? Sir, we're taking off now, and all you can hear from behind the door is, so now, here's the dilemma. We are getting up to speed, getting ready to take off. The male waitress, he has to go knock on the cockpit door and say to the pilot, someone's in the bathroom and they haven't come out yet.
No.
So again, the pilot. Now at this time, who can get mad at the pilot?
No. So you're getting ready. I mean, you're clear for takeoff as soon as he comes out of the head.
And you can hear the engines. And you can hear the air conditioning click
right
back in. As soon as that happens, you hear the opposite sound. As once again we power down because this fat guy is taking a dump in the toilet. So we have to wait 5 extra minutes. I ask you not, no pun intended.
While he finishes.
While he finishes. You know, and I can only imagine, you know, with this incredible, who was the guy, was it Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
That's what this dude is like.
So did he finally come out?
He gets done, and when he comes out, now he looks embarrassed.
Right.
He really, he looks embarrassed, and the guy from the Discovery Channel, and I mean no offense to Discovery Channel, but the guy obviously worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
He goes like this, one guy.
What a dick.
As this incredibly fat guy is walking down the aisle.
Oh, my God.
So then, you know, just because it's not embarrassing enough for this guy.
Right, yeah, right.
The male stewardess goes back up front, and because the cockpit door is still because he's all done going to the bathroom now.
Oh, man.
Like everyone's sitting down, and we're ready to take off.
The flight from hell.
On an 8 o'clock flight, we arrived at LaGuardia at 11:35.
Wow.
And I didn't get to the hotel until about 12:15. So the whole time I was thinking that I'm the smartest guy in the world because I took the Golden Boy route. It didn't work for me.
No, if you'd taken the Golden Boy route, you would have gone by train.
It absolutely didn't work for me. But the only solace I had was as we got off the airplane at LaGuardia, somebody from Delta Airlines was standing there and saying to me, "We're sorry that this happened." Said, "But you're lucky that you weren't on another flight on another airline coming into LaGuardia tonight." And I said, "Why?" And the guy said, "Because they had a bomb threat."
Oh, my God.
They had a bomb threat. And apparently people, when they landed the plane at LaGuardia, I think it was from Boston, people, according to this guy, were running off the plane screaming.
Oh, my God.
One of the guys there told me that when the stewardess got on the intercom to announce that they had a bomb threat and that everyone should assume the crash position, she was crying as she was announcing this.
Sure. Such a trained professional.
And the guy said that kids were screaming and people were going nuts, and the stewardess was crying as she was announcing that there was a bomb threat and you should get the crash position. So I thought, you know, hey, I'm lucky. Oh. So the plane was 3.5 hours later, and we had to wait for the guy rubbing his feet and the guy who took the crap. At least there wasn't a bomb threat on our plane.
You got to go the trains, guys.
And then when we
got to go Amtrak, you really do. One of these days, I'm going to show you just how wonderful it is. It's the civilized way to travel.
When we finally arrived at the hotel, which incidentally is one of the, by name...
Yeah, one of the most famous hotels in New York.
One of the most premier hotels in all of New York. Mm-hmm. I walked into my room...
Probably the most famous hotel in the United States. Yes.
It was like walking into... 1927. It really was. I mean, I hate this hotel.
You have, I will point out to you, that you have come full circle in your taste for hotels. When we first started coming up here, you liked the old style, like fancy furnishings and stuff like that, and you didn't like the modern hotel that we were in, and then you've come full circle because you like the modern hotel.
Because I thought that there were fancier hotels, and the hotel that we had been staying at, you always managed to get one of the rooms.
Yeah, they have done some renovating, but I like that. The older, the new rooms at that hotel are great. I think the hotel we stay at, we should give them up out of their props.
The Parker.
The Parker is fantastic.
It's named after Rosie O'Donnell's child. the Parker O'Donnell.
Right.
The hotel that we're at now... Oh, my God. This room, it is as big as a closet, the room that I have. There are two chairs in the room, both of them hard back chairs. There's no, like, soft chair to sit in and watch TV.
No, it's very sparse.
There is a small, single bed.
Right.
And it's old. From where I'm at, no sunlight at all. When I left the hotel this morning to go out for a little walk,
right,
I was amazed that the sun was out because... If you look at it from my hotel room, you would think that the sun had been blocked by a giant boulder from the sky.
You know, when we have our nights in New York, sometimes that can be an advantage the following day.
Yeah, sometimes.
I like it to be as crypt-like as possible.
But I didn't have a night in New York, and we're at this so-called, you know, fancy hotel, one of the premier hotels, and I just want to say it's success. I seriously would rather be at a Holiday Inn.
Right.
I really would. I can't find a Holiday Inn around here. And as a matter of fact, I walked over to the Parker,
right,
and I asked if they had any rooms, because I was going to pay out of my own money.
That is like our home away from home.
Stay at a decent hotel, at least with, you know, circa 1970 furniture.
Of course, now we'll have to register under Bugs Bunny, but, when we go in there.
But, I'll say it. The Plaza, for all the talk about when you come to New York City, you must stay at the Plaza. The Plaza is the place to stay. The Plaza, I want to tell you something, and I have spent a night in jail. You know that. Staying at the Plaza was very similar to the night I spent in a Fairfax County jail.
Wow, you must have a crappy room.
What, do you have a great room?
I don't have a great room, but it's not as bad as your room.
Do you have a soft chair?
I don't know. I don't know because I didn't check. I check when I go into the hotel room. The first thing I do is I check the water. I check the water.
The water pressure.
I go in and I turn the shower faucet on to see how strong the water pressure is. And they actually lost my bags for a while, and so I was really dwelling on that. But it's not
It's not modern. That's the thing. And I now coming up to New York, I really love the more modern, the more, you know,
hey, we're
artistic.
We're lucky that we get to stay. Normally we get to stay at a very fancy hotel.
We stay at the accommodations we get up here are fantastic. And
you know, I don't want to sound like Little Lord Fauntleroy, because really I would be happy with a standard Holiday Inn. As a matter of fact,
right.
I think I'm going to check and see if, like, this is a rip at the Marriott or something. Seriously, because I want to get out of the Plaza Hotel tonight.
Okay.
I want to get out.
All right. I have not been in there enough.
The room is a Dachau. I mean,
God.
It really is.
Oh, wow.
I know I sound like Little Lord F-Pants here, but too bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
I don't, because... And how about the bathroom?
The bathroom is very old.
You check out the bathroom with, like, the old stained stuff on the with the old stained tiles on the wall and the old time a shower.
Do you have a
curtain?
View? Do you have a view from your room?
Yes. Well, here's the view that I have. I have the view of trash. As you look outside my window and you look down,
right,
you see that I'm in a courtyard where apparently it's right in the middle of the hotel.
Oh, see, you got a I've got a better room there.
Where they just like dump all the leave-ins and stuff.
I've got a room of the park.
Oh, well, F you. F you, Mike.
I
have an awful room.
I do, but I haven't,
and it was, you know, after everything I went through yesterday to get here.
I know.
And that was what I had going for me. I thought, Well, at least, you know, for the first time ever, I'm going to be able to stay at the famous Plaza Hotel in New York City.
So famous.
Stay at the Plaza. When in New York, stay at the Plaza.
So maybe they could change your room for you.
I asked.
They didn't do it?
No.
I'm sorry, but you're paying the CBS corporate rate, and that is the best room that we can give you.
You know, when they say to me at a hotel, when I go and they say, smoking or not, I say, whatever the best room is. So do you want a queen or two double beds? I say, whatever the best room is. That's what I say.
Well, I always ask for a smoking room.
Yeah, well, so you like to have a cigar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. That might be it.
That might be why. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? But, I mean, you know.
Where did you want to stay at the Plaza? If you want to stay in a room that's like a jail cell, and if you want to have... And the other thing is, the lighting in this room.
Right.
Here are my options. I either have a light, there's like a gigantic friggin' chandelier.
A naked light bulb.
Okay. So, it's either you turn on the chandelier that illuminates the entire room in blinding light, or there is one lamp that's not by the desk and not by the bed.
Right.
It's all the way in the corner by the TV.
Like a stand-up lamp?
Yeah, stand-up lamp that has like five different settings on it.
I am going to really thoroughly go over the room tonight, because I'm gonna take notes and I'm gonna tell you exactly what. I'm not going to try to make you mad, but I'm gonna tell you what I've got.
I'm changing hotels, so it doesn't matter.
You're changing hotels.
I really am going to change hotels. There has to be. You know what? I might stay at the Buzz Rob and Charlie Hotel.
You should. It's not bad. We have soft chairs.
Yeah, I would kill for a soft chair. I really would.
How would Don like the hotel where you're staying, Rob?
I know it's not a great hotel.
Well, it's a roll of the dice. Sometimes you get a TV that works, sometimes you don't.
If you like Holiday Inn, you'll like this just fine.
Well, now, TV's important to me. TV's important to me, but really a Holiday Inn or a Marriott at this point is just fine with me.
There you go. Know, the interesting thing about my room that I didn't tell you is I have a sauna and a jukebox in my room.
All right, golden boy.
And free chocolates.
Gotcha.
Free chocolates. And when I was in there was a hooker in there waiting for me.
That's nice.
It's incredible.
Gee-bo.
I turned her down, of course. I'm a happily married man.
Of course you did.
I just thought the thought was extremely nice. I said, do you have hookers in all the rooms?
Of course you did. And you know, hold on. We got to do a break, though, because we have guests and stuff coming up.
Wonderful.
And the beginning of the show is still to come, a couple of hours from now.
You're listening to The Backwards Show.
Oh, and you know what? Yes, that's right. I almost forgot that. Going into that stop set, we had solicited a call number 100 for the secret sound.
Right.
So let's get our winner. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you are the 100th caller. You're on the Backwards Show. Well, what's your name, my friend?
Mr. 40.
Oh, you are asking me. No, 40, hold on a second. You can't play the game. Hold on. I'll come right back. Hold on a second.
I'm having a good time.
What's the odds of that?
That's incredible.
Hello, Don. Nice show.
I missed it, huh?
No, you are the 100th caller.
I'm the 100th caller?
Yes. What's your name?
This is Russell.
Russell, the love muscle. Where are you from, Russell?
Russell.
Bay Area, San Francisco area.
Beautiful. Russell.
Russell, gonna play the game loud on Tony.
Russell, you won the 61 prize pack. Don't miss the HBO gay sex film, 61. Big, big gay orgies between Mickey Mantle, Billy Crystal, and Roger Maris. It premieres Saturday, April 28th, 9 p.m. on HBO. Are you ready to go for $500?
I am absolutely ready.
All right, secret sound number three right here, a common everyday sound heard in the home or the office. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bill Cosby doing Whitney Houston.
And we wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. That's the sound of me opening the door to my room with the paper-thin walls. Give away the money. It's courtesy of Main Street Title.
I will always love you.
All right, for $500, what is that sound?
It is a stapler. Stapling a piece of paper or something.
A stapler.
No. This is a good show.
What an effort. Yeah, you're right, Russ.
Thanks.
Totally backwards. Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. So now, if I keep in real backwards show formatology,
right,
when we come out of the next break,
you have to hit the tones again.
Solicit, but people should know that. Don't call in because it's the backwards show.
You don't have to explain that to the listeners. I'm sure they know.
I think our listeners are getting this.
All right, the backwards show. Hit the music, Lisa. And
from the makers of Crouching Spiewak, Hidden Broyhill, it's the Don and Mike Show.
At defensive tackle, number 95.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, the backwards show.
Backwards show.
Time to call 1-877-736-5336. Your chance to win $500 with a secret sound dial recklessly now, and good luck.
All right.
Of course, everybody knows. I hope I don't have to repeat myself here that you shouldn't really call now.
No, that would be foolish.
We've just done the contest.
That would be foolish.
Daddy,
would you like some sausages?
Hello, Don, my show.
Joe Mama.
What?
Joe Mama.
What, do you think we can't start 69 when we're up in New York?
Well, yeah.
You don't think backwards. You don't think we can get your phone number? You don't think we have it right now?
Apologize. Yeah.
Apologize immediately.
I'm John Pesci.
Apologize.
He's trying to do Joe Mama backwards.
By John Pesci.
Joe Mama first.
Okay. Okay. So he's saying Joe Mama.
So technically, he's really not calling to bust chops.
No. He's calling to try to be
in the spirit of the backwards show.
Yes.
He deserves absolution.
He does, because we've had a guy who call it and will say, you know that guy who was in the Goodfellas movie?
Right.
John Pesci. We sometimes say Joe Pesci, and then he says, no.
So we got to cut him some slack.
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike
Show.
Now,
we get crazy with it. We should have said hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my caller number 100.
Okay, here's our first guy that does not get it.
You don't get it.
It's the backwards show today.
Right. So I'm the first guy to call, so it should be the 100th one.
No. Don't go there,
listen,
baby.
We did the contest going into the last stop set.
I was just trying to cover for saying don't go there, Rob.
So we did the solicit coming out of the stop set.
I'm really confused.
Okay, but it's the backwards show. We're not doing a contest here. All right, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, though.
Bye-bye.
Play along.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please, turn your radio. Oh, God. Damn,
Don, isn't it time for a break?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hello.
Can I get on the air?
No, I'm sorry.
Don.
What?
A frog in a blender.
Oh,
Sally,
you
do it backwards.
Just line first.
Are you going to put my number out? You guys laugh at that?
Everybody's out there.
This is the, these are the people now who have just really gotten up to speed.
Right. I figured out the backwards show.
That's going to get crazier as the beginning of the show, as the end of the show approaches.
Although the beginning,
no, as the beginning approaches.
Yeah, God. Although, you know what? I was thinking, Rob, if we really were really true to form,
right,
we would have started today's show with about 30 minutes in a row of commercials.
Right.
Since we normally have to cram like 30
That's
minutes
it.
Into the last hour of the show.
That's how it would have worked.
And also, you didn't start out mad and get happier.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I would be telling people to turn their radios up.
Right.
Because that would turn it to the right.
Oh, no. That's now we're getting crazy. Remember, you said you weren't going
right.
We weren't
gonna
get too
going
specific.
To
get specific.
We're not going to get nutty. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry I put you on hold and forgot about you. What's up?
That's right. I was just trying to, you know, I couldn't get through during Matt's game, so I figured I'd call it now.
Good. I'm saying even he's doing it. Left, left. You get it?
Right, 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 right. How goes the music sales, Mr. 40?
It's coming along, coming along. I sold about 200 already, but I'm surprised, actually, Sacramento, the West Coast, picking up more than the hometown. I figured D.C. would pick them up, but...
Well, now, what he's doing is he's challenging Chocolate City right now.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a known thing. They say that they don't support artists or whatever, but, I mean, I think that'll change. But, nah, all of my orders, like Sacramento... Vacaville, however you say it.
Oh, Bakersville.
No, it's V-A-C-A, something like that, like Vacaville.
That Vacaville thing.
That there.
Okay, all right.
Like, well. I'm actually working on trying to get a ticket so I can go out there and party with them folks.
There you go. So what you're saying is that you're getting more love from the West Coasters than from the East Coasters.
Just so far. Oh. I'm getting ready to go over here to Dave and Buster's, you know, after the show begins. And
you know, Mr. 40... You're getting worse than Dennis Murphy on that. Yeah.
Oh, no. He does appearances. I'm going to drink.
No.
Yeah, but see, if you were really going to drink, you wouldn't have announced that you're going to be at David Buster's going to drink.
I know. It's backwards.
Yeah, I'm going to change your name to Mr. Horty. Instead of Mr. Forty.
Yes,
Mr. The way Dennis used to announce when he'd go to the Maryland basketball game what portal he was going to be at.
Oh, well, I ain't going to tell him. I'm just going to drink.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to buy a CD?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say no to them. I'm just, you know, I'm not going to have... It's not like I'm going to have a little table set up with 40 ounces on the corners.
Will you be sitting at a table or will you be sitting at the bar?
I chill at the bar all the time.
At the bar.
Hey.
Will you be wearing your number 40 Mike Allstott jersey or one of your other number 40 jerseys?
Yeah.
You know, you are death busted. You're absolutely buzzing. Mr. Horsey. Just announced you're going to be selling your CDs tonight at David Buster's.
Well, I am. I'm going to be chilling, though, for real.
Okay.
If anybody want to come out and have a drink, man, I'm just going to be chilling for real.
Please. Call back when you will admit to the fact that you're a common huckster.
He enjoys the notoriety as well.
He does. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tell him it's Vacaville.
Okay, well, listen, we don't know. Christ, we didn't know that the Garden City Mall was in Long Island. We thought it was in New Jersey. How the hell are we supposed to know every town that we broadcast
in? We need somebody to put an OnStar chip in our own brains.
What's the name of the town?
Vacaville. It means cowtown.
Vacaville.
Vacaville.
So if we gave... If we gave all the people from Vacaville a hard time, we'd be vacerbating.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Sorry.
Hey!
You know, you have those days where you just shouldn't get out of bed.
And all the women who give birth there, they're mother vockers. Hello?
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
Shouldn't you be answering the phone by saying goodbye?
Okay, if you want to be technical about it.
Now that you know, these are the people who are a little late to the party.
Yes.
Hello. That are really getting into it. These are all the little Vackers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, the Vackaroons. Hello, Don and Mike Show, the Vackarons.
Goodbye, Radio God.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Hi,
where's the Roon with you?
What can we do for you? What can we do for you?
Hey, I just got a big announcement to make. I wanted to share with the world.
Go. Yeah, what is it?
I've come into a lot of money.
I find that hard to believe.
Huh. Yeah.
Tell us your story.
I got my penis caught in the cash register.
Does that? Did you hang up on him?
Yeah, I did, because that technically that counts as a joke.
That is a joke.
But you know what? It made Rob laugh.
Rob laughed.
Rob is still laughing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I come into a lot of money.
I get it.
Yeah. I get jokes.
See, I didn't even think of it as a joke because of the way my brain's working today. I thought he might have been betting some sort of heiress.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going there?
Hi, great.
Hey, just wiped my ass. I'm going to go take a crap now, okay?
You know, some of these backwards calls are beginning to tire me out a little
bit. As I said before, it's the people that are late to the party a little bit. Now everybody wants to play the backwards game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
Very good.
Nicely done, sir. What can we do for you?
Kevin Bacon.
Now, is this a 6 degrees of separation backwards call?
That's correct.
So what are we supposed to do? Give you a name like Elizabeth Shue? Since they were in the movie Hollow Man together?
There you go.
What are you doing? Getting out of your car?
Yeah.
Well, now, come on. If you're going to do this, do it with me because I've just given you the name. Kevin Bacon, Elizabeth Shue. They were in Hollow Man together. Now you have to pick it up at Elizabeth Shue.
Tom Cruise.
What was Tom Cruise in with Elizabeth Shue?
Cocktail.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
I like this game. I like going backwards with Kevin Bacon.
That I would say Jack Nicholson.
I would say...
Because Jack Nicholson was in A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise.
And I would say Helen Hunt.
And I would say Greg Kinnear. And I think we've done our 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
That's right.
And will you please shut your door?
He's gassing up.
Please shut your door.
It's closed.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. You know, that could be a game where you do, like, 30 degrees of separation. And the goal, I just thought of this.
But
it's easy to do backwards. But the challenge of the game is to take the most obscure celebrity, the most unfamous celebrity, and connect them as soon as possible. This is a phenomenal game that we have stumbled upon. Let me explain why. Now, hold on.
All right,
please hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Please hear me out. When you were doing this, I thought almost like we were playing the game. I thought when you said Greg Kinnear, for a second there, I thought you were almost trying to play the game because Greg Kinnear, much less happening, much shorter career than Jack Nicholson. So if you connected what you would try to do if you played the game my way, I'm not talking about the backwards game or anything. I'm just talking if you were playing this game.
Remember, as you're saying this, though, for much of today's show, you've had some kind of brain disorder.
I know I have.
And I have
a goofy haircut, which you've been very kind not to mention.
And you have, like, a retard haircut today, and you have giant spots.
It's where I spit my water out.
All over your shirt.
It's where I spit, and I'm holding the microphone. I'm getting so excited. Do you understand what I'm saying about this game? You start this game. You could play this game at a party where you start with a big celebrity and then the winner of the game is the last person that's able to mention a celebrity. So if you start the game with
That could go forever though.
But the goal would be you have to pick out the most unhappening celebrity, the lowest rung of the showbiz ladder who has no career, and as soon as you get to that person, you can't connect anybody else with him. And if you get somebody...
So do you start big or do you start low?
You start big. The goal is like you would start with Jack Nicholson, and then you find
somebody. Go.
All right, I'll start with another one, okay? Start Marlon Brando.
Al Pacino.
Rob.
Robert De Niro.
Now, do you understand what the goal of the game is?
Is to get smaller and smaller.
Find somebody who's connected.
So Robert De Niro to Buzz. Come on, Grant. Do you not want to play this game?
I better bow.
Robert De Niro, back to you.
Cybill Shepherd.
What were they in together?
Taxi Driver.
Right. Okay. Cybill Shepherd, Christine Baranski.
Now, that's perfect.
That bitch who was on the show, Cybill.
Tom Wopat.
What were they in together, Ryan?
Also on Cybill.
He was Cybill. So it's Tom Wopat to Mike. And if you can't...
Paul Michael Glazer.
Why? Because they look alike?
But they were never in anything together.
I get them confused. Would it be John Schneider?
You want John Schneider.
John Schneider.
All right, so it's John Schneider to me?
Yeah, and I screwed up because I got the wrong... I always get Starsky and Hutch and...
Right, the Dukes of Hazzard.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, if it's John Schneider to me, then I've got to continue the trend. I don't know the girl's name, but the Daisy Dukes girl.
Oh, the original
Catherine
Bach.
And we're getting close to a winner here.
Catherine Bach, yes. So that would be Catherine Bach to Rob.
Catherine Bach to Rob is strong.
Can I stay within the Dukes of Hazzard?
I believe you could.
Of course you can.
If it was a lesser cast member than Catherine Bach.
Rob, you would be very good at this game.
Sonny Schroyer.
He played Enos. Enos. And it's back to me. Rob wins the game.
Yeah.
You understand? I know it's jive, but it was funny. I thought it'd be a fun idea.
Hold that on. Man, that inspired me. Hold on a second.
Listen to this. Listen up. We can find no connection to that one.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site.
Other than your teenage colon.
I can connect that to Catherine Bach.
Okay, you know what? That's not bad. Let's do it one more time.
There you go.
Excellent. One more time. And we'll start with...
Buzz, you want to play this time?
Buzz, you feel you're up to playing?
I'm not good at this, so I'm just going to watch you guys this time.
Oh, come on, Buzz.
For Christ's sake,
come on. Come on, be a player.
Okay.
Start, Buzz.
Yeah, you can start.
I'll start with Marlon Brando.
Okay.
I have
Marlon Brando.
Start with someone besides who Mike started with.
I'll start with Harrison Ford.
To Mike.
Harrison Ford. Now, what I'm trying to do now is come up with an obscure celebrity.
But there has to be a time limit.
What should be the time limit? Just
now.
Now. Immediately. Harrison Ford. Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, I suck.
Okay, Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm going to have to go with Christ. What's the guy's name? I know there's a time limit on this.
But it's okay.
I'm going to go with Danny DeVito. Because they were in the Batman movie, Catwoman and Penguin.
Yep.
Okay, Danny DeVito to me. Then I'll say Christopher Lloyd. They were both in Cuckoo's Nest.
And I'll say Judd Hirsch because he was in Taxi with Christopher Lloyd.
Hold on. Who is bigger? Judd Hirsch is bigger than Christopher Lloyd.
Well, no, but the goal... is to make the other person be unable to hook that person with a
so he can go with Judd Hirsch.
No, he doesn't have to, Rob. But if you want to go, okay.
It's because Mike has someone for Judd Hirsch.
Okay. No, I don't have anybody for Judd Hirsch. That's what I'm saying.
I have a smaller one if you want.
Yes.
Carol Kane.
Excellent. Lodka's wife.
Right.
Ooh. Bill Murray.
Yeah. In what?
Scrooged.
Okay, then Bill Murray, I will go with Brian Doyle Murray.
Lorraine Newman.
In what?
I believe they overlapped on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and that can be, it can be TV or movies.
Oh, I thought it was just movies.
You could make it tougher if you wanted to make it just movies.
Yeah, just movies, Rob. Brian Doyle Murray.
All right, then Michael O'Keefe.
You know what? No, you know what? Hold on. It was TV and movies last time.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So Lorraine Newman to Buzz.
Garrett Morris.
To Mike.
Faker.
The porn star?
Garrett Morris was in porno movies.
Oh, I have not heard that.
Yeah, I might be busted.
Yeah. Okay,
No, I'm not the loser.
I was doing one just to be sure.
No, but you're the loser.
Garrett Morris, Chevy Chase. All right. We're not going in the right direction. You see,
yeah.
The goal is to get the more obscure celebrities.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, who was on Saturday Night Live with him.
Okay, then if you go Steve Martin, I will go... what direction?
I got a great Steve Martin one. You want to steal
Martin,
it?
Jackie Mason.
Okay. In what?
The Jerk.
Jackie Mason to Buzz.
Jackie Mason. He is obscure because he's in a lot of things.
I got one. Do you have the same one I do?
I believe so.
I can't connect with Jackie Mason.
You lose.
All right. I would have gone. I would
Lynn,
have,
Lynn
Redgrave is who I would have gone with.
Right.
And Lynn Redgrave could be a very possible winner.
All right, let's try this one time with someone on the telephone. Buzz, you're not allowed to play.
Okay. And then this person has to start with a...
Hello, Don and Mike. Do you want to play this dumb game?
Yeah, that Enos, you can connect him to Burt Reynolds. He was in Smokey and the Bandit. He pulled over Snowman.
Okay,
that
great.
Was the one that Rob had two games ago. But if I'd thought of that, but I couldn't.
All right, you know what? You want to play against us? You beat us, you win a prize. You ready?
Okay, I probably won't beat you, but go ahead.
All right, you start, lady. It'll go this lady, then me, then Robbie, then Mike.
Yes, play right. 6 Degrees of O'Mara.
All right, ready, go. You start,
Sylvester Stallone.
Then I'll go to Carl Weathers.
Then I'll go to Dolph Lundgren.
Then I'll go to Brigitte Nielsen.
And I will go to...
The woman on the phone has to go.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I win.
Congratulations.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Yay.
Yay.
You like the game, though.
Yeah, no,
the game is pretty cool. We should actually write this down.
Yeah, 6 Degrees of O'Mara.
No, but I mean, we should actually put this into a format like Merv does, and I'll make a lot of money out of it. Nobody's allowed to steal this idea. Copyrighted feature.
Okay. Technically, I should get, like, at least a McCartney thing on this.
We all do. We all get this. We developed it
because
as we went along.
You got it after I said the thing with the guy on the phone about
all
it.
All of us in this. All
except for Buzz.
Except for Buzz. Because he didn't play the first
time. Except for Buzz.
The three of us, we created Buzz, by.
Buzz says, Marlon Brando?
Same thing you said.
Right.
Naturally.
It'll be a Jerowak production.
Okay, you want to do one more? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It was backwards.
Hello. Well, that's a bad line. Hi, do you want to play this game?
Sure, why not?
All right, you start. Go. If you
can. Elizabeth Shue.
Who?
Elizabeth Shue.
She was used before.
Come up with someone new, please.
How about Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins.
Then I will go to, what's her name? The Jodie Foster to Rob.
David Niven.
To Mike. Peter Sellers to this guy.
Good. Peter Sellers. How about Joe Pesci?
Careful. You know what? I'm afraid that this is a game that we can only play
right
among ourselves.
Only in house.
Among ourselves.
One more go round. You want to go run one more go round
with a listener?
No, with us.
All right, one more time. This is for King of the Day.
John, okay. Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I'll start. Right. And I will start with. Now, does it have to be big or can it be small?
I don't think it matters.
I think it has to start big.
It has to start big down. Because you got to.
Because I'd love to start with someone like Bob Uecker.
You couldn't start with Bobby because he's too obscure. You have to start with a little bigger than that.
All right, I'll start big.
Okay.
Big being a relative term.
Okay.
Howie Mandel to Rob. Kathy Lee to Mike.
Regis Philbin.
Kelly Ripa.
Susan Lucci.
Susan Lucci to Mike.
Oh, you bastard.
You bastard, Rob. I've got one for you.
I'm out. Rob wins. Who would you use?
David Canary.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
Canary.
You could have gone Michael Nader, too.
Yes. All my children knowledge went out. And then we could have gone into a whole bonanza thing.
Yes, we could have.
You're king of the day.
King
of the day.
It's good to be the king.
All right. Hold on. At least some music, please. And then, Dude Walker.
Let them pop a couple of hot balls in ye. Don and Mike.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Marge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your life. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
It's the backwards show. We're doing everything from end to beginning today.
Right, from Z to A.
That's right.
Now, before we play Match Game,
yes,
you know we do owe a plug to Rick Springfield, who was going to be on the show and was going to be a mystery guest.
Right.
I think when we were in Reno when we had a meltdown one day.
We had a meltdown with the people at Harris who canceled our show at the last minute.
Yeah, and you know we all like Rick Springfield. And we want to plug his new record. So here he is now. Not the mystery guest. Here is Rick Springfield. Hey, Rick.
Hey, why am I the mystery guest?
Well, you're not the mystery guest because the last time that we had you booked on the show, you were going to be the mystery guest.
And then we had a meltdown with some people from a venue where we were going to do our live show.
And what happened was our producer, our idiot gorilla producer, came into the studio and said something on the air that day. Who said something on the air that Rick Springfield is going to be called? Oh, here
he's the mystery guest.
Who was I believe it? It was Lisa back at the air.
Was
studio.
It Lisa?
Oh, that's right.
Well, then, it wasn't you?
It was the other gorilla.
Okay. All right.
And it was just in your headphones. It wasn't on the air.
Oh,
Well, I hate that thing anyway. Cause how
I know
much,
you, Charlie. You should know if it's in his mind, it's on the air.
I know. I see it. There's nothing in there.
You know, we come to New York, everybody starts to hate again.
Well, anyway, Rick, listen. Apologies the last time we were going to have you on. Now, I have your record in front of me here, The Greatest Hits, The Live, but I don't have the thing that tells me which song is which.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do...
Well, there's everything that you ever wrote, I think, on that album.
Wow. All right, well, I'll do a little stump the stoop with you. This is where we play the beginning of a record.
Now, Don prides himself on the fact, Rick, that he can name songs in a split second.
In a split second. Now, these are all live versions, so they sound a little different.
Wow. But are they semi-true to the originals?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Let me put one on for you right now,
because you're a big Rick Springfield fan.
Yeah,
I'll be able to do
that. I don't know how gay this will make me sound, but I like all the Rick Springfield songs.
Sure. It doesn't make you gay at all, pal. Trust me.
Working class dog,
Tony Soprano.
Get out.
Was a damn good record. All right, here's the first cut.
Hey, Rick, are there really ducks in your pool?
Yes, there are. I just threw a lizard at them, so they're gone.
All right, here's the first cut. Wow. Oh, I believe that's I've done everything for you.
Very good.
You've done nothing for me.
I'm still a little obsessed with the fact that he threw a lizard at the ducks. Where are you living now, Rick? Costa Rica?
That was a plastic lizard.
Oh, very good. All right, here's the next cut. Is this a new song?
No. I'm not sure of it myself, actually.
I'm stumped on this one.
Yeah.
Is it Allison?
It's Allison.
Allison. All right, let us roll for a second. Hey, you know what?
Big long solo thing.
All right, then I'll go to the next one. While I go to the next one, let me ask you. You're not bothered at all being Rick Springfield, are you? You know what I mean? Like, there's some dudes who had success before, and now that they want to turn their back on that. You're not upset with the fact you're Rick Springfield, right?
No, I'm very proud of it. Actually, I'm sitting on a golf course here in Las Vegas in the sun throwing lizards at my ducks. How bad can it be?
What's your handicap?
Oh, I don't play golf. I just like the golf course. Right. Late at night, I go steal the little buggies and drive around on the 10th hole. Right. Nice.
All right, here's the next couple. Let me see if I know this one. Hey, was this a hit?
Yes.
Man, I'm feeling like an idiot on this game right now.
Anyone? Hey, you are on radio, right?
Yeah. Hold on, what was the title?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Rock of Life.
All right, that was late. To be fair.
It was 88. It was like top 10. It was 88.
Okay, it was 1988. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Don't talk to strangers.
There you go. Got that one right away.
Now that's when that's when you're on General Hospital, right?
Yeah, I was actually on General Hospital.
Because I knew it was Jesse's girl, right? Jesse's girl. All right, now here's another one. Here's cut number 7.
Cheering.
You got it.
What? Was that a guess? I didn't guess. Did Rick guess?
I think Rick said it's cheering.
No, it's cheering.
No, I thought it was a guess.
No, Love Somebody.
Right.
You don't know, do you, Mike?
I don't know any of them.
I mean, I've forgotten.
It's all that brain damage.
Right. The booze.
I Love Somebody.
Yeah, right. Love Somebody.
Got it.
You know, listen, there's nothing wrong with good commercial top 40 music. I like
great
this
music.
All right, let me go to another one. You don't mind this, do you, Rick?
Not at all.
Is there anything you wanted to promote, Rick?
Well, this record, right?
Is this the record you wanted to promote?
You're doing a real good job. Thank you.
Where's this at? Where's this record available at?
It's in the stores now. It came out about a couple of weeks ago, and it's called Greatest Hits Alive. It should be just about pretty much any, you know, big story.
If you're a fan of Rick Springfield and you like him live, this is all his hits live.
All right, let me do another one. Oh, well, you sing the title, The State of the Heart. It's just The State of the Heart. That's no fair.
You can get it live right now.
Okay. Here's another one from Rick Springfield's Greatest Hits. Love is all right tonight.
There you are.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. See, back when I played records, you play a Rick Springfield record, you get a nice long 20-second intro.
Right.
You know, you had enough time to go down the hall and take a leak,
right?
Because the songs were at least 3 minutes long.
He was the disc jockey's friend.
Yes. All right, let me do just one more from Rick Springfield.
I never thought of it that way.
Rick Springfield's Greatest Hits.
Okay, here we go.
Jesse's girl.
Yeah.
I got one. Jesse's girl.
Yeah.
That was me. That was Mike, Rick.
Very good, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, listen, are you a married guy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how long have you been married?
18 years, 17 years now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're one of the survivors, I think. And we got two boys, 15 and 12.
Wow, that makes a lot of people feel old when you say that, Rick.
I know, makes me feel old.
Do we have the sex quiz, Rob? Did we bring that with us?
Let me check the calendar.
Rick,
my son's not here. I don't think I'd do very well on it.
No. There's one thing you got to do. all celebrities on this show take the world famous sex quiz, and especially since we've just spent 10 minutes promoting your CD, and you know I'm a big fan.
Now you get to embarrass me. All right, go ahead.
We've had the biggest people in movies, television, and the world take this sex quiz.
As a matter of fact, somebody who took it is in the room right now. He's going to be on the show in a second. Do you watch Good Morning America?
Me?
Yes. Say yes.
I don't really watch. I sleep till 1 o'clock in the afternoon because I do. I'm doing a show in Vegas here at the moment. At the MGM Grand. It finishes about 1 o'clock in the morning. So
Tony Perkins, who's the weatherman from Good Morning America, is here, and he is really hurt that you do not watch him.
Thanks, Rick.
I watch you in spirit.
There you go, Rick. There are 13 questions here, and all we ask is that you answer them honestly. We've taken this test ourselves.
No, I should answer them completely honestly because you did the promo. Okay, fine.
It's fun.
No, come on now. It's a sex quiz. Everybody is. Listen, Dennis.
Everybody answers it honestly. Yes,
if you are disturbed by any question on the sex quiz, you can say, I respectfully decline to answer that question, and we will credit you with a yes. With a yes answer.
Okay, here is the first question for Rick Springfield. Not a Mike sex quiz. Rick Springfield, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
I respectfully decline to answer.
That is a yes. Thank you very much.
That's a yes.
Have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
We were only at question number two.
Yeah, I know. God, I respectfully decline.
Okay. Two yeses, very good.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Good. That's a good answer. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Okay, see, now you're
warming up to it.
Coming out of your what am I trying to say?
Sex is a long way from menstrual sex.
Here's a good one. Rick, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Explain J-O'd. I want you to say it on the air.
Have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of others?
I'd be a little more specific.
Have you ever masturbated in front of others?
I don't understand clinical language. I respectfully decline that.
That's a yes. Another yes. Rick, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Respectfully declined.
Wow.
I like this. This is one of my favorite sex quizzes ever.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
In the no-no. Please, could you elucidate? Right. Okay, I respectfully decline.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Rick, have you J-O'd today?
No.
No, okay. Three more to go. Three more. They're very easy. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yeah.
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 Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Duh.
Yeah, okay.
Rick Springfield, come on.
Duh.
Duh.
And finally, Rick, what is, and you can approximate here,
yes.
What is your total number of sexual partners?
Oh, God.
Now, let me give you some barometers. Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue, over 100.
Right.
Greg Williams, who was Barry Williams, who was Greg Brady, over 100.
Famous wrestler Diamond Dallas Page, 1,300 women, Rick.
How do they count that? I don't remember, you know.
Give us a ballpark, please.
I think we should get over 500.
I'm absolutely clueless.
Really?
I've never been a scorekeeper, honestly. I mean, I really have never been, except for the first 10, I was really, so I had it written down and notated. But
if we said 100, would we be in the ballpark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
All right, Buzz, how did
the first year of the 80s, I would think that would be well.
How did Rick Springfield do, Buzz?
Rick is one of our higher scorers, matching Dennis Franz and myself with a 10 and 100 partners.
Wow.
Hey, way to go, Rick.
Well, listen, Rick, I'm a big fan of your music. I'm not ashamed to say it. And Rick has a new live CD out with all of his hits.
I think it's a great, sounds like a great CD.
Yeah,
it's a lot of energy. A live show is very, it's a lot of fun. It's developed into a big loud party now, and it's a blast to do it. I wanted to capture that on record, and I think you did a pretty good job of it.
Well, it's very true to the sound of the original Here Records, which is what I want. When I go see someone in concert, I don't want to hear a goddamn Inagata DeVita.
No.
You know,
no.
I want to hear him do the 3-minute hit record.
And have you seen the videos of the women and what they still do at Rick Springfield concerts? I mean, people go nuts at those concerts.
Well, Rick, go enjoy your incredible life in Las Vegas.
I've been trying to lose it at the back.
All right. Thank you for your time, Rick.
I'm J.O.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yes, J.O. Yeah. Yeah, go J.O. Bye-bye.
All right.
Springfield.
Very pretty nice. Much yes to everything.
He
played coy with us, but, you know, he mentioned the 80s.
Of course, he's Rick Springfield.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, there he is.
Yeah, I am a fag. I like Rick Springfield music. What can I say?
So, Tony.
Yes.
Tony from Good Morning America.
Tony Perkins, thank you again for coming down here.
Now, listen, Tony is not the only New York celebrity who will be playing Match Game 2001 with us today.
We have a bonus of actually two New York celebrities.
Two major New York celebrities. Wow. The other one will be joining us in our next break.
Very exciting.
But first, we want some quality time with Tony.
Oh, my goodness.
Tony,
you always love that, don't you?
I thought there were going to be six celebrities.
Well, actually, it's not that true to Match Game. It's me and Mike, that's two. You and the other one, that's four. And okay. Buzz is five.
Okay, that's good.
So we have a panel of five, and Rob is the host of the game.
All right, very good.
So on Good Morning America,
you
every day are forced to stay. Now, unlike Al Roker, who stands outside, you get to be inside.
Yes, I'm under the cover of shelter, yes. Right.
And you guys bring the great unwashed inside,
yes,
and they stand behind you while you do the weather.
That is one of the benefits to coming to our show. You're out of the elements. You're inside where it's warm, and we take good care of you.
And also, one thing they do...
You still kill me, Tony. I swear to God.
One thing they do with Tony is, like, during sweeps time...
Well, that's my favorite part of Good Morning America, when Tony gets to go out and... you know, it's
trade jobs for a day.
Trade jobs. He can be an auto mechanic, or you know, it was a little dicey when he was an air traffic controller for a day. And you know, you had this nervous, twitchy coffee guy doing the weather. But
so how goes the battle at GMA, as you people say?
Well, you mean my personal battle or the?
Oh, no, the battle of the show, the overall state of the show.
Things are pretty good. You know, we're still number two, unfortunately, but we're doing the best that we can. We had a rough week last week, I think it was.
What's that?
Diane was off, and I was off too, I should point out, and the ratings kind of went in the toilet. But
that's because of you, Tony.
Yes, of course. That's what I like to
say. I mean, you know, Diane might take credit for it, but just remember,
it's
that's
me.
You. It's you, man.
It's all me.
Hey, you know, not to give you a complex, but I want to tell you something that I noticed when I watched the show, and I mentioned this to Mike last week.
Well, we discussed it before.
Off the air, we talked about this. When you do the weather,
mm-hmm.
and you say, that's what it's like, back to you, Charlie.
It's a pet peeve I have had since I've watched Tony on Good Morning
America. Charlie Gibson will always say, hey,
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Or even if it's that tool Jack Ford, he'll say, thank you, Tony. Now, when you go, that's it. Now to you, Diane.
Zip.
She never says.
We brought it sort of up with you.
Hello to you.
We were just wondering how that's going.
I mean, you know, Diane and I get along very, very well. I don't know if it's just a stylistic thing or maybe she just wants to move straight ahead into the next thing. I don't know. I notice it every day.
Diane, who's a regular listener, of this show. If she's listening, say thank you, Tony. Make Mike O'Mara happy. Say thank you, Tony.
Hey, listen, how hot is it when Elizabeth Vargas comes in?
You like her, don't you?
Oh, listen, who doesn't?
She, you know.
She's hot, right?
Yeah, she's very hot. And, I mean, you know, I think we went through this before.
No, I don't think we discussed Elizabeth Vargas. And you know, she used to bone Michael Douglas before he started boning Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I'm uncomfortable with the language we're using here, but.
Make love to. Date. Used to date Elizabeth Vargas.
I think she's a looker. She's a great journalist, but yes, she's quite attractive.
So I like her. She's one of my favorites on TV.
Yeah.
Are you and your wife still living separate lives?
We're together several days a week.
But you have your own place in New York.
It's our place together, but I'm in it more than her.
Yeah. What a sweet deal.
You're a friend of mine here.
I know, but listen, what a sweet deal. He does the weather on the national TV.
Right.
Then he goes home to his own place, even though he's married.
Life is great for this man. What can I say?
You do what you got to do. The arrangement we have, and there you go.
And then what's the deal with the host? Is Charlie Gibson going to stay as the host of Good Morning America?
I really think that they are both going to hang in there for the foreseeable future.
Charlie Gibson, I think they'll be there
through this year.
Charlie is the workhorse of that network. I mean, I'll see him subbing on the weekend. And, I mean, Charlie's the guy that if the bosses say, you know, go ahead, we need you, he's the company guy.
There have been weeks where Charlie has done Good Morning America all week, World News Tonight, and Primetime on Thursdays. That's a lot of TV time.
God, I mean, he's not... He doesn't look like he's dragging when he's there in the morning.
And he's not a complainer. He's the consummate professional company guy. He doesn't mind.
You show that to him. That's what you're going to take credit now.
Rob thinks Charlie's a whore.
Stop that.
Because he'll do anything.
You're being very cruel.
I meant the right company, man. And what's the deal? Last question, really.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the relationship between ABC and Mr. Peanut? Because 9 times out of 10, when I see them sitting interviewing someone doing like a hard news story, Mr. Friggin' Peanut is in the window.
That is
Planters?
Yes, out of the left-hand corner. You know, the peanut with the big top hat on?
Right, right.
That's not of our doing. When we set the studio up, and once people saw that the windows are there, all kinds of folks jumped and wanted to have their signs, and that happens to be the most prominent one.
Okay, so there's nothing between you guys
and
Mr. Peanut.
As far as I know, no official relationship between ABC and the Mr. Peanut Corporation.
All right, are you ready, in fact, to play the match game?
Yeah. Can I get a higher seat, though? Why am I sitting 3 feet below you?
Yeah, you know what? Here.
What's the TV show where the boss's desk used to be high above?
Tony, take that one.
There's a better chair for
Absolutely.
You. You know, this is a major television star here, and he's very, very nice, and we should get him the highest chair.
Now, listen, everybody. Being as this is, in fact, the backwards show,
right?
You're going to have to play along with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take the first 4 calls right now at 877-365-3636. However,
I'm glad we got a chance to interview Tony since he came into the studio during the middle of match game.
Right. Yeah, that's right, technically. Right.
Wait, we're going backwards?
We're doing a backwards show today. We started with the end of the show and we're
that's
going...
why we did your interview there, because you came in the middle of match game.
Right. Okay.
Actually, it was at the end of match game.
At
the end of match game, because Tony was here for the beginning when we started to play the game about an hour from now.
Of course he was.
Right. Can I just say that during the interview, I would like for you to ask me about Elizabeth Vargas.
And I know you're uncomfortable when I use the word boning. I'll try not to say that.
Good thing we got this ironed out.
There we go. So, Rob, now help me on this. We need the first 4 callers. However, it should be known that one of them is going to win already.
Right. They've already won $50, and we're going to start off with Supermatch with a chance to double their money.
But for all of the 4 players who end up playing the game,
right,
they'll all get a chance to win fabulous prizes.
Beautiful consolation, Jeff.
So you're really
calling to play the game.
They already called.
They already called.
They're calling now, and I think that whoever wins the match game, when we actually get to it past the super match,
right.
that person's going to win a Palm M105 handheld.
Ooh, I think
the brand new Palm portable keyboard that Mike grew bored of after about 3 weeks.
I have it with me on this New York trip, and I will be using it this evening.
And two interchangeable face plates, plus eight RAM things,
megabyte.
Yeah,
megabyte RAM.
Right,
Mr. Computer Guy.
And the mobile internet, Mr. Weather Guy. And the mobile internet kit, so you can get the internet on the Palm Pilot and the hot sink.
Fantastic.
So it's the whole thing. Yeah, Tony, you know, you're trying to read one of these things.
I know, you're right.
You know what Tony's got?
I mean, you work for the network. At least you get people that can actually write things.
You know, here's what Tony gets. That's the weather. Here's what's happening where you live.
That's right.
And if he has to read a plug, you know. Of course, you do all the plugs, too, right?
Yes, I do.
I do those
billboards, they're called,
right.
I guess. Yeah.
Right, yeah. This portion of Good Morning America is brought to you by
Planters Peanut Man.
Brought to you by, why does Diane Sawyer hate me? Why won't Diane Sawyer speak to me? So, listen, the first four calls right now will select one of the four at random to play for the Super Match.
Right.
Since it's the backwards show, and everybody will get a chance to play for the Palm Pilot. Lisa, the music, please. And now,
7.5 inches long and about 3 inches in girth, the Don and Mike Show.
I thought it was going to be a better one than that. Nah, screw it. No, now I got to get it out. Damn it. Thank you.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Remember, it's the backwards show.
Backwards show.
Everything that we do at the end of the show, we did at the beginning today, and everything we do at the beginning, we're doing at the end.
Right. That's the way it works.
So if we're going to play Match Game,
we have to go to Super Match where, well, Rob's got to host the show.
Yeah,
he's not
but
here.
Hold on. Before we would even do that, we would end the game.
And Rob would be in here saying the ending credits.
I've got him on tape.
Match Game 2000 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
And now that we've played the closing,
you tell me.
Okay, we're going to play Supermatch?
Yes, we need our contestant that won in the final match.
That would be Julie. Hello, Julie.
Julie.
Hi.
Julie, hi. Where are you calling from?
From Annapolis.
Okay, now, Julie, listen. Even though this is backwards day,
right.
I'm going to give you a little help on this. Here's the panel. Okay, here's your panel. The panel is me and Mike.
Right.
And Buzz. Mm-hmm. Tony Perkins from Good Morning America.
Right.
And the other major New York celebrity who's playing Match Game with us today is, in fact,
yes.
Our program director at WNEW.
Oh, no!
Wearing his hard shoes with buckles on them. Jeremy Coleman.
Hi, Jeremy.
God. There are no buckles on my shoes.
There he is with it. They look like lederhosen that he's wearing.
Now keep in mind that in Supermatch, you can pick any one of the five of us, Don, Mike, Buzz, Tony, who would be a good one to pick since he's really the only celebrity.
He's the real celebrity
right
here.
And right. Jeremy, and if you make the match, you win $100.
Right, you've already won $50, Julie. You must be thrilled. You did a great job in final match.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah. So I need you to pick a celebrity that you think the most like.
Probably Don. Do I have to pick a celebrity? I'll take Tony.
Well, that's not very nice to our guest. In like 10 words, she insulted five people.
But wait, what about me? That counts.
Yeah. First of all, you called Don a non-celebrity,
right?
And then you acted like you were forced to pick Tony. And you left me out altogether.
But I'm so sorry.
She can play with me.
Yeah. All right, so you want to play with Don?
Yeah.
All right, so what we need to do is, Don, you need to lock into this answer. Keep in mind, you can ask other celebrities for help later. So, Don, don't answer here, Julie. Later. Don, I need you to link it. I mean earlier.
Earlier.
Don, prepare to lock in your answer.
Right.
Blank eggs. Blank eggs.
Okay, Robbie.
Very good.
Don is in.
Hold on.
There I am in with blank eggs.
Now, Julie, you can ask for a couple of celebrities to help you. So you can ask Mike, Buzz, Tony Perkins, or Jeremy Coleman.
Well, to make Tony feel better, let's ask him.
Well, you know, don't do it just to make him feel better.
Do you have a suggestion, Tony?
Yes. The first thought I had was scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. All right.
Scrambled.
A good thought. How about, do you want to ask someone else there, Julie?
How about Mike?
Thank you.
I would say raw.
Raw eggs.
Ooh. Raw eggs.
So, Julie, you can either go with scrambled eggs.
Well, how about Jeremy? Make her ask Jeremy.
I enjoy them in a glass you can drink.
Oh.
All right, Jeremy?
I would go with sloppy eggs.
I can see how the game... Boy, I can tell why the game went the way it did.
And Buzz, what would you have said?
I would say fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Okay, so you got fried, floppy, raw, eggs. Scrambled, or you can go out on your own, Julie. What answer do you think Don wrote down with a chance to double your money?
Well, I'm going to try and offend everybody and go with Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. A good
Easter
answer
eggs.
And timely.
Easter eggs, yes.
Don, does she double her money?
Oh, no.
I had scrambled.
Scrambled. You missed Tony.
There
Tony had scrambled.
So you should have picked Tony. Well, no, you shouldn't. Tony had the same answer as I did.
You two should have played together.
Yes.
And instead, she's playing with herself.
So now,
she gets to keep her $50, though.
Okay, now let's play a round of the game.
Oh, we do want to do round number three, then.
Let's do a round. So Julie's going to play against the guy on the telephone.
All right,
here.
So we're going to play final match.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now how do I do this?
How do I conference?
Hit conference.
And now you can punch them both up.
Okay, so Julie, say hello to Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hello, Julie.
How are you?
Josh?
Josh? You know what? Josh is on that crappy line. Hold on a second, guys. Hold on. You know what? Charlie, you're going to have to help me out and get someone who's not on line number two. Let's go, in fact, to Paul.
Paul.
Hello. Hey, Paul.
Paul.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there, Paul. Say hi to Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Well, great.
Congratulations, great. Julie and Paul, on winning rounds one and two.
Thank you.
Paul, where are you from?
I'm in Fresno.
All right, beautiful. Then what we're going to do is play final match.
Final
now.
Match.
All right, Julie, good job earlier. We like girls better than boys. We need you to choose A or B.
I'll take B for boy.
B for boy it is.
Okay.
And stars.
Hey,
yeah. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Rob. Yeah, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah. Here's your clue. It's amazing they gave you energy up after three games already. Summertime's coming, and NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is ready. He had a professional service come out to his home to wash and wax all of his blanks.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah. Don't answer yet, Julie. Summertime's coming, and NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is ready. He had a professional service come out to his home to wash and wax all of his blanks.
I'm in.
Buzz, you?
I'm in.
Tony is in.
Mike is in.
Jeremy is in.
All right.
The panel is ready, Robbie.
All right, Julie. Everyone's in. Summertime's a-coming, and NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is ready. He had a professional service come out to his home to wash and wax all of his blanks. What?
Well, I'm not into sports, but how about all his balls?
All his balls.
Oh,
my. Sure. Oh, a lot of game balls?
Sure.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good answer.
Very good.
Sure.
I like Julie.
Yeah, Don, do you have Sonny's balls?
No, Rob. Having the pleasure of working with Sonny every week during the Redskins season.
Sure.
I said... Teeth.
Oh, teeth. Not a match.
Teeth. That doesn't make sense to me.
You would have had to, you have to see Sonny's teeth. All right.
What did you say, Mike?
I said Sonny's teeth.
Wow.
There we go.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
The legend gets around. I said teeth.
Teeth. Tony?
Knowing Sonny's history, I'm a longtime Redskins and Washington fan. I said Sonny's empty.
How about you, Jeremy? Did you say balls?
Don't go to me last time. The boring answer. I said Rolls Royces.
Rolls Royces.
Julie, okay. No matches there. A good chance for Paul.
Get used to the flow of the game going this way.
Maybe we should start with Jeremy. Paul, here's your clue. Poor Jim McClure. You know Jim McClure? He's the program director at JFK
now. He's the guy who's getting fired.
Yeah, not only was his management job listed in last Sunday's classifieds, his fiance Allison posted a help wanted ad for a blank. Poor Jim McClure.
Need that again. Read that to me again, Robbie.
Not only was his management job listed in last Sunday's classifieds, his fiance Allison posted a help wanted ad for a blank. Don't
I'm in.
Yet,
I'm in.
I'm in.
All right, Buzz is in.
Sad sack, Jim McClure.
We are waiting on...
Yep.
Jeremy's in.
Jeremy's in, yeah.
Tony, you in?
Nope. Tony's not quite done yet.
All right, I'm in.
All right, Tony is in. Your panel is right, Robbie.
All right, Paul, everyone's in. Poor Jim McClure. Not only was his management job listed in last Sunday's classifieds, his fiancée Allison posted a help wanted ad for a blank. For a what?
New pimp.
A new pimp.
A new pimp.
Ooh, new pimp.
Grand answer. Jeremy.
I figured Jeremy would come up with that.
We'll speak to you first, Paul. How about you, Jeremy? Did you match up with pimp?
No, I had hubby.
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 Yes.
Hubby. You know, not since Christine Kerner have we had a player as adept as Jeremy Coleman.
I've got an ice cream headache.
That was wild. How about you, Mike?
I said she put an ad in the paper for a sperm donor.
Ooh, not a match.
Hey,
how about you, Don?
Nope, I said she put an ad in the newspaper for an orgasm.
Why would then? How about you, Tony?
I wasn't much better than Jeremy. A real man.
A real man.
He doesn't know who Jim McClure is.
That's true, and he nailed the question. How about you, bud?
And I matched Tony with a real man.
Yeah. Real man.
Oh. Real man.
Yeah. God, no matches there, so Julie, you still get to go again.
All right.
A or B?
Let's try A.
Hey!
What's out of you?
Hey!
We'll start right now.
It was a no-brainer to hire the lovely Lisa for the Don and Mike show. At her job interview, she showed up with her stellar credentials, showed us her impressive... I'm sorry, can I start again?
Start again.
Yes. Sorry about that.
From the top,
right? All right, in 3, 2, and 1. It was a no-brainer to hire lovely Lisa for the Don and Mike show. At her job interview, she showed us her stellar credentials, her impressive references, and her notable blank.
I'm in.
Be very careful. It was a no-brainer to hire Lisa for the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Lisa, are you there, honey? Can you hear me? Can you crack the microphone, please? Lisa?
Yes. Hello.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Were you coloring?
You know,
I was reading a tabloid.
Lisa has ADD and she actually fills out a coloring book during the show.
That's right.
It helps me concentrate. Yeah, sure.
You know anything I write would simply be for comedic purposes, right?
You know. It's fine.
Okay.
I understand the show.
Very good. Good for you.
Well, at that very lady's job interview, she showed us her stellar credentials, her impressive references, and her notable blank.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
Tony's in.
Yep.
Jeremy's in.
All right, the panel is ripe.
All right, Julie, she showed us her notable blank. Her notable what?
Boobs.
Her notable boobs.
Boobs.
Oh.
Jeremy, do you have boobs?
I have boobies.
Boobies, that is a match.
Very good. How about you, Mike?
I have tees.
Ah, that's
yes,
a match.
Very good.
And Julie moves ahead. How about you, Don?
No, I said that, what was the question again?
Uh-oh.
At her job interview, Lisa showed us credentials, references, and her notable blank.
Canker sore.
Oh. Not a match.
Oh.
Not a match. How about you, Mr. Tony Perkins?
I said she showed us her notable assets, if you get my drift.
Is that a match?
No.
That's down below.
Right.
No.
Oh.
How about you, Buzz?
I said breasts.
Breasts.
All right.
Breasts.
Good job, Julie. Paul, you got some catch-up work to do. And here is your clue. Quiet on the set. Here we go.
Quiet, everyone.
Hush.
The Don and Mike show sends its sympathies to alleged mob boss and head cancer sufferer John Gotti.
Hey, watch it.
Be careful, Rob.
They're going to send him a dozen blanks to try to boost his spirits. Don and Mike show sends its sympathies to alleged mob boss and head cancer sufferer John Gotti. They're going to send him a dozen blanks.
Don't you cheat.
Oh, I'm in.
Don't try to boost his spirits. Jeremy's cheating off my paper.
I'm not.
I'm in.
And Tony, we're still waiting on Tony Perkins, our friend, the famous weatherman from Good Morning America, who has a feud with Diane Sawyer.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Living a separate life from his wife.
All right, I'm in.
I stopped saying that as soon as you're in. We're just waiting on Jeremy, you in?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Panel is ready, Rob.
That'll teach Tony to delay us. Don and Mike show is sending his sympathies to John Gotti. They're going to send him a dozen blanks to try to boost his spirits. What are they sending, Paul?
Women.
Sending him a dozen women.
Women.
Jeremy, do you have John Gotti's women?
In a way, I said Playboys.
What are you
Playboys?
No. Absolutely not.
It's a magazine.
Highly incorrect.
How about you, Mike?
I said we're going to send him a dozen bullets.
Oh.
Not a match. Thank you.
I kill me.
How about you, Gong?
No, I said it was a dozen horses' heads.
Okay. Fine reference, right. But not a match. How about you, Tony?
I said they're going to send him a dozen birthday cakes with files in them.
But not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I have a match. I said gumadres.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Gumadres,
yeah.
Right.
Women.
Yeah.
Women.
Yes.
Italian.
Brad.
Minus women. One for the accent there.
Brad.
All right. Paul, you are behind. You have some catch-up work to do. I need you to pick A or B.
Gumadres.
I will pick A.
A.
I just want to say that gumadres is the reason there is no mafia in Kansas.
I would say that this game has never been white hotter than playing with real celebrities like Tony Perkins and Jeremy Coleman.
Yeah.
I thank them both for coming in today.
It starts a trend.
I hear that.
Honored to be in that category.
And you know, this is an exciting clue because of the celebrities we're surrounded with. Say, did you know that Radio's Mike O'Mara and Good Morning America's Tony Perkins matriculated together?
Hey, come on.
They sure did.
Hey.
At American University, Tony majored in broadcasting, and Mike majored in blank.
All right.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in.
Tony Perkins, majoring in broadcasting, and proud AU alum Mike O'Mara.
Buzz, are you in?
Yes.
Majored in blank.
All right, Buzz is,
Buzz is in, and Jeremy?
Everybody's in.
Jeremy. Hold on. Just take a look at Jeremy's body language, standing way back in the corner of the room with his arms folded.
He has no chair.
Come on,
would you like
up.
A would you like a chair, a stick to lean on?
I don't have a place to be.
Be a part of the show.
And I have to use this microphone. I have to stand on my tiptoes to get to it because Rob's taller.
Be a part of the show.
Well, you know, other than you... that, I feel really welcome.
You know something? If Rob's just too tall, Jeremy, you can still use Rob's.
Thank you. Perhaps I'll hunker down in round two. All right.
Snuggle up close.
That's good news. All right. Good Morning America's Tony Perkins, Mike O'Mara went to school together. Tony majored in broadcasting and Mike majored in blank. What do you say, Paul?
It's got to be partying.
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 It says it right on his ring. What do you say, Jeremy? Do you say partying?
No, I say catching broads.
Hey,
catching broads.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You know, that's actually quite clever.
Thanks for giving me that credit.
Is that a slang expression, catching broads?
That's a program director.
For Jeremy,
catch
it is.
Some broads.
Clearly, you guys don't understand. It's play on words. Broadcasting. Catching broads.
There you are up at sun level, and we're flying at 10,000 feet.
It's called being too hip for the room.
Yeah,
Mike, what did you major in?
I majored in what everybody knows I majored in. I majored in beer.
Not a match, though.
There
I'm
go.
Sorry about that. Perhaps you were too specific there, Paul. What'd you say, Don?
No, I said Mike majored in alcoholism.
Summa cum laude. How about you, Tony?
I was there. I know. Mike majored in drinking.
Yeah, there. Not a match.
Very
How about
good.
You, Buzz?
I said drinking.
Drinking. Picture.
Thought it was partying.
All right, and you know what?
No, really? No.
No.
I think drinking
because
actually
partying.
Be partying.
Yeah.
Partying is partying is.
Yeah.
You know.
Drinking.
No, partying.
I thought
is,
it was all. Partying was all inclusive.
No.
Well, that was very specific.
Yeah. Mike only drank.
Only legally.
It was a focused degree, and Julie, that means you have already won.
Oh Lord.
But then we knew that because she's already played Superman.
Right. So in the next round...
That worked out well. It sure did.
In the next round, Julie's going to play against...
No. Julie's already won. We need two other people.
Okay, I got you.
So Julie's done. No. Julie will play again in round one. She already played in round one to get to round three.
Yeah, right.
So we have two new players in the next round, and then Julie will play the winner of that game in the...
She's already played him, Doc.
And she won.
She's going to play get the it? Two people.
Wait a minute. Who plays next? Two new people?
Precisely.
Okay. So we're done with Julie.
Nope.
What?
No. Round one.
We've got to go on to the second round.
Okay, to find out who Julie will play in the round after that.
Well, yes.
Hold it, you know what? I just realized something.
What?
What's that?
Paul is going to play in this next game.
Oh, why?
Yeah. He just won round two. Right. No, he won round two to go to round three.
So Paul has to get a new contestant,
right,
and then when we go to round number one, Julie will have to have a new contestant.
That's right.
Okay, I don't follow this.
That's the idea.
That's okay, I sure do.
All right, well, hold on a second. So how many... How many new callers do we need?
We need one new caller to play Paul.
One new caller. Okay, call now. Lisa.
Paul will win.
Music, please. And the bumper.
The Radio Zeus's with the Juices. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I almost forgot we're doing the backwards show there for a second. Backwards show. Now, as the backwards show continues, we have two new contestants.
No, we are going to meet for the first time Paul, who will play again in final match.
Okay, so it's Paul and playing against Susie.
Susie, yeah.
Paul and Susie.
Welcome, guys.
Let me see. Hello, Paul. Hello, what have I done?
Oh, you didn't conference. You need to hit the conference button.
Oh, brother. Hold on a second. Conference. Hello, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh. Have we played with Josh yet?
I think we had Josh, and then we ditched him because he was on the bad line.
Right.
So we could play with Josh.
Josh and Paul.
How about Josh and Susie?
Well, that's...
How about Josh and Julie?
No, we can't have Julie again. Julie's going to play in round one.
Well, Julie could be in round two and have moved on to final match after she was in round one.
We could do that. I can't remember how it fell out exactly.
All right. Hold on. Hold. Stop. Stop everything. Hello? The balls. I just lost the guy on line three.
Was that Josh again? You didn't lose Josh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, just a second time. Josh has been this.
He's going to get a complex.
Oh,
because I'm not
Josh, quite
sure about how to run the telephone. You know what?
He shouldn't have any trouble getting back through.
Hit conference.
It's going to be Julie against Susie.
We can do that.
Okay. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Susie, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Okay, and Josh, if by some good fortune you can get through again, or if Roy Hill wrote your phone number down, I promise you can play in the next round.
Is Julie on, is Susie on that bad line?
Yes, she is.
Good news.
Sorry.
Hi, Susie. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, girls. And I'd like to remind Julie that if you win here, you could go watch a super match and win $50.
Wow.
Susie, I need you to choose. You're in column A. So you get to go first. Choose A or B.
A.
A. And here's your clue. Hey, Al Gore can't understand why he's gaining all that weight. Mostly he sticks to salads and he hardly ever eats blank.
No. Come on, that's so easy. I'm in.
Don't answer yet, Susie.
Okay.
Al Gore can't understand why he's gaining all that weight. Mostly he sticks to salads.
Hardly
ever eats blank. That's one of your best questions ever.
Yep.
My opinion.
Oh, the writers, thank you.
Who's in?
I'm in.
No, I think everybody's in.
The whole panel. You have to write this one down.
All right, Susie. Al Gore can't understand why he's gaining all that weight. Mostly he sticks to salads and he hardly ever eats blank. Eats what?
Tipper.
Never crossed the writer's mind.
Right.
What do you have, Jeremy? Do you have Tipper?
I have Mrs. Tipper.
Tipper.
Right. Mrs. Tipper.
He
has a certain something, doesn't he?
So, Jeremy.
How about you, Mike?
I have Tipper.
Hardly.
No, those are both right.
Correct.
How about you, Don?
I was more specific. Tipper's Puzzy.
Still a strong match. How about you, Mr. National Television Celebrity Tony Perkins?
Al Gore almost never eats crow.
Crow, yes. I know. He's awfully clever.
Yeah, but we know what he's really thinking of.
How about you, Buzz?
I said Tipper.
All right. Tipper. And Susie, take the lead. Julie, you've got some catching up to do, but I have a hunch we'll see you again later on in the game no matter what. Here's your clue. Here you go, Julie. Don and Mike Newshound Buzz Burbank gets a little happy in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the look on the pizza guy's face when Buzz ordered a pie not only with mushrooms, but extra blank.
Oh, come on.
I'm in.
Give it to me again, please.
John and Mike Newshound Buzz Burbank gets a little happy in the big city. Imagine the look on the pizza guy's face when this very day Buzz ordered a pie with not only mushrooms, but extra blank.
Please, Mike, it's a softball. Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Tony, are you in?
I'm in.
Jeremy, you in?
I'm in.
Waiting on Mike. Okay, Mike is in.
All right, Julie. John and Mike Newshound Buzz Burbank gets a little happy in the big city. Imagine the look on the pizza guy's face when Buzz ordered a pie not only with mushrooms, but extra blank. Extra what?
Marijuana.
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 Mm. Oh, come on.
Back it on, Papa John. What'd you say, Jeremy?
I said loving.
Jeremy is the worst player we've ever had.
In 30 minutes or less.
I'll have that on the side.
I'll have that on the side.
God almighty.
Oh,
so
loving.
Where does he order from?
Mike O'Mara.
I said pot.
Oh, it's a match right there. How about you, Don?
I said he ordered it with extra weed.
Not only a match, but it's like reading a thesaurus. How about you, Tony?
Because I couldn't say it last time, I said extra tipper.
Well, Buzz, you should know this. This is about you.
I said weed.
Julia did
I said weed.
I don't know why.
Naturally.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
I'd like to point out that Tony has successfully avoided the sex and the drugs on the show today.
Although he did work the sex into the drug question.
Yes, he did. That takes cleverness, I'm telling you.
That's what makes him a pro. All Julia, right. You got a little more catching up to do. The score is 4-3. You have three. I need you to choose A or B.
A.
A.
Ironically, this features another panelist. Did you know that CBS TV is planning a new game show hosted by WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. How about
Be
that?
Be careful, Rob.
It's called The Weakest Blank. Also hosted by a British guy. Did you know that CBS TV is planning a new game show hosted by WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman?
All right, I'm in.
It's called The Weakest Blank. Don't answer yet, Julie.
All right, Tony is still writing.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Mike's in, Buzz is in.
Jeremy, this self-autobiographical question, are you in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's in?
And still waiting on Tony.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, Tony.
Everybody's in, and Julie.
Tony's in.
Do you know that CBS TV is planning a new game show hosted by WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman? It's called The Weakest Blank. The Weakest.
No. Yes, you can. Will you delete that out, Charlie? Should you change that?
Can I say Richard?
Richard, yes.
Yeah, The Weakest Richard.
Mike, do you have... Jeremy, do you have your own Richard?
Well, it's amazing. This is the very first one that hasn't been a match with me. But I have... Super incredibly cool, awesome guy.
Can we take that?
No, we can't.
Not a match.
No, we can't. But it's the first time he's made us laugh today. I mean, we're not laughing at him.
I know, not at all.
How about you, Mike?
I'm going to watch this show. It's The Weakest Personality.
Goodbye. How about you, Don?
I'll watch mine too. It's called The Weakest Scrotum.
Oh my!
You know you gotta give it.
You gotta give that a match.
Is that a match?
Yeah.
Well, no, really. Hold on. No. Scrotum.
Yeah, but I mean, she's in. I think I'm putting the
rich
argument.
All right.
That'd be a little generous.
All right. She really should win this round.
Because I mean, he has no ball.
Right. I hear you, but I think it's a match. How about you, Tony?
I just thought they named the show after him, The Weakest Host.
Weakest Host.
Match.
How about you, Buzz?
I said The Weakest Handshake.
Pretty good, Buzz.
All right.
Excellent. We have a tie game right now with Susie. One more chance this round to go ahead. Here is your clue.
Okay.
Ironically, Don and Mike traffic anchor Lane Closure knows precious little about automobiles.
Now, this is the girl who does our like helicopter traffic back at home.
Right, she's our traffic anchor. When the mechanic said she was 2 quarts low, she filled her car with blank.
All right, I'm in.
Ironically, Don and Mike's traffic anchor Lane Closure knows precious little about automobiles. When the mechanic told her she was 2 quarts low,
I'm in.
She filled her car with blank.
I'm in.
We're waiting on Jeremy and Tony, who don't know our
listeners. They don't know her. It's kind of an inside
joke. They do the helicopter like we do.
Oh, they might have seen her down at Bike Week.
Are you in, Jeremy? Tony? Still waiting on the other man.
Can you read the question one more time?
I can.
Good morning, America.
Don and Mike traffic anchor Lane Closure knows precious little about automobiles. When the mechanic said she was 2 quarts low, she filled her car with blank.
Wow.
It's tough when you can't be dirty like us.
You know what it is? It's like he's got a handicap.
I know. Yeah. I know. He gets extra credit for that.
You got to go on TV tomorrow morning, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. Theoretically.
Okay. All right, Tony's in.
Playing the game with ankle weight. Susie, ironically, Lane Closure doesn't know much about cars. When the mechanic said she was 2 quarts low, she filled her automobile with 2 quarts of what?
Urine.
Oh, dear.
Do you have Lane Closure's urine, Jeremy?
No, I have her creamy, lovely milk.
Oh, see, I didn't want to be funny.
I am disturbed by that answer.
Yeah. Me too. No wonder creamy, she's not doing traffic.
Creamy,
today.
Lovely milk.
Yes.
Creamy, lovely. Hey, creamy, lovely. What answer do you have?
I had geesh.
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 That's a good answer. How
Thank
about you, Don?
I suppose I had jizz.
Oh, jeez. 2 quarts. How about you, Tony?
I am rather stunned to say that I have milk.
Wow. Milk. Oh, the same answer is wow. Jeremy. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
To me.
But not creamy and lovely milk.
How about you, Buzz?
I said gentleman's relish.
There you go.
More right. jizz, more geese.
No
more,
matches, right?
More match, so
more
we have a tie
DNA.
Game. Julie, I want you to choose A or B.
A.
A. Spring cleaning time for WJFK engineer Wendell Smoot Hall. He washed his jacket, trimmed his mustache, and got rid of all of last year's blanks.
I'm in.
You ever hear WJFK engineer Wendell Hall on the show there, Susie?
No.
Will you read it again, please, Rob? Okay, for Susie, it's spring cleaning time for WJFK engineer Wendell Smoot Hall. He washed his jacket, trimmed his mustache, and got rid of all of last year's blanks.
Oh, I missed.
I'm in.
Just a window in the eye of Wendell Hall.
I'm in.
Jeremy's in.
Jeremy's in. Are you? Panel's
right.
An engineer. And here is your clue.
Panel's right.
It's spring cleaning time for WJFK engineer Wendell Smoot Hall. He washed his jacket, trimmed his mustache, and got rid of all of last year's blank. What did he get rid of?
Crap.
I'm sorry?
Crap.
All of last year's crap.
Crap.
Well, it's time to do that. It's the time of year. Jeremy, do you have Wendell's crap?
No, I said crusts.
Crusts. Crusts as in what, like bread crusts?
Like scabs.
Scabs.
Oh, scabs. Okay, all right.
Lovely.
Crusts. Well, okay. I'm sure glad we got more specific on that. You have crab. I know you're in crab.
I'm in crab. And Wendell is the sound man for crab.
Right? Yes.
But I said all of last year's lice.
Oh, yes. Time to get fresh. How about you, Don?
Nope. I said, Wendell, time to get rid of all the VD.
Oh, last year's VD. The Y2K VD. How about you, Tony?
I think we're going to need a ruling on this. I said he got rid of last year's skid marks.
I think that might be a match.
That's a match.
That's fecal.
Right.
How about you, Buzz?
He's an up-to-date guy. He said he got rid of last year's guns.
Guns, okay.
All right, Julie, this leaves you one down, so you're going to have to work really hard to make the preordained destiny happen. Okay, so here we go, Julie. Radio tough guy G. Gordon Liddy just had laser eye surgery. You knew this, huh? That's right. After the procedure, the doctor warned Gordon, be careful not to get any blank in your eye. Again, please, Robbie. Radio tough guy, G. Gordon Liddy, just had laser eye surgery. And after the procedure, the doctor warned Gordon, be careful not to get any blank in your eye.
Don't get any blank in your eye.
Right.
Boy, this is tough for me.
Yeah, this is tough. I'm getting it.
Don't get any blank in your eye. You obviously had something you wanted us to think.
I did.
Don't get any blank.
Can I give you a clue?
Yeah.
Think bread.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's...
Yeah, all right.
Oh. You want us to... All right, well, everybody got that clue.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Thank you, Rob.
Jeremy, you in yet?
Yeah, Jeremy's in.
All right, we're ready.
They can't all be gems, fellas. Sorry. Radio tough guy G. Gordon Liddy, Julie, just had laser eye surgery. After the procedure, the doctor warned Gordon, be careful not to get any blank in your eye. Any what?
Semen.
Wow, obviously a military reference.
Wow.
That's right.
Fascinating answer.
Wow. What'd you say, Mike? I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Jeremy's right over here, Rob.
I thought I got the clue, but I don't think I did because I said mud.
Mud.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
When I think bread, I think mud.
But listen, Ed, as this game plays out, you can hear... why Jeremy is the program director at WNAW.
Right. That's right. 100% clever.
I have the advantage, Rob, of of remembering the infection.
Yes. What did you say?
And that's why I said don't get any yeast
in
your eye. Yes.
Must be what the writers were looking for.
That's what they were looking
for. How about
for.
You, Don?
No, I remember, too. Yeast.
Yeast.
Because he did have a yeast infection in his eye. And we had wondered... if he had gotten it from, like, eating at the Y.
Well, we have no idea how that happened.
No, I think he addressed it on the air, that it's a common problem.
Apparently so.
Yeah. So he says. How about you, Tony?
It's not that common. Yeast in the eye.
Oh,
yeast in the eye.
He picked up on the clue.
And how about you, Buzz?
I said yeast.
Yeast. How about you, yeast? Congratulations, Julie. You're going to final match.
Right.
that. You know, we didn't even orchestrate that.
Yes, no.
But Julie won again, right?
That's right. Well, sure she did.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Now,
we do have parting gifts for Susie, though.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Do. Now, do we have to play another game?
Yes, we do. We need someone to play Paul.
Okay.
In round one, and then we're done.
And
after we introduce everybody,
it's this dude, Josh.
And so it's Paul and Josh?
Yeah, let me make sure. No, I don't have Paul. I only have Josh.
And we need someone to substitute for Paul.
Okay.
For Japal?
For Japal. Okay, let me see. Is this Josh?
Hello?
Is this Josh, the guy I've hung up on like 18 times now?
Yeah, this is Josh.
Okay, Josh, stay there.
Okay.
Okay?
I won't go anywhere.
And we need another caller to play with Josh
that will pretend to be Paul, even though they'll use their real name.
At 877-365-3636. And whoever wins the next round is going to win this, the Palm Ham handheld.
And we'll go to round three.
But no, Rob, see, now you give me a headache now.
Okay, sorry.
No, because the next round is the first round, which means the next round is the last round.
Right.
There you go. And after we play the next round, we do the intro to the show.
I get it. I get jokes.
Okay. Lisa, music, please. And now the bumper.
They like to kiss Fuzzy, Don and Mike.
In fact, before I do this, I just want to leave a message for Don Geronimo. Donnie, you and I are good friends. We'll always be good friends. But Don, kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Been freaking exhausting doing this backwards show today.
I am absolutely tapped. It's really been weird.
I've never felt more refreshed.
And we have gone so far backwards that Spencer Christian is still the weatherman on Good Morning America.
All right, it's the backwards show, and now we're playing the first round of the match game.
Right, the winner of this round and the winner of the next round will meet in round three to see who goes to final match.
Very exciting.
Super match.
Hold on, no. Just speak in real time now.
Okay, this is the third game in the last match game we'll be playing today.
We're done after you do this.
And for all intents and
whoever wins this next game wins the Palm Pilot.
Right, I know one of our competitors is Josh. I don't know who Josh will be meeting.
Josh!
All right. Hold on, don't do anything yet. Put that on hold. Because you just unconferenced it.
So now we hit conference again.
And now you can punch him up.
Okay, now there is Josh. Josh?
Hello.
Okay, Josh is playing against Paul.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm going to get my butt kicked in the third round.
Way to get the joke.
You never know. Now, Josh, where are you from, my friend?
I'm from York.
From York, Pennsylvania. And Paul, where are you from?
Fresno,
California. All right, let's play. Remember, in this round, the first round, you guys are playing for the Palm M105, which is courtesy of Palm Pilot.
Very exciting. Right.
East versus West, we're going to start with Paul. I need you to choose A or B.
Hey, Rob, I just want to say something. I think it's slightly unfair that you have all of the questions laid out here where we can see them all.
Well, I would like to think that the people that face them would have the good sense not to read ahead, but I will turn them upside down.
I have not read one question.
No, I'm not. I just noticed it. I mean, I was... And I saw you reading ahead.
Yes.
I saw you reading ahead, cheaters. Cheaters never prosper.
That is such an advantage.
You lost again. All right. I'm sorry. Paul, I need you to choose A or B, which are now upside down.
I choose A.
And here's your question right now. Have you heard about the new Timmy O'Bibene diet?
No.
Timmy O'Bibene, business guy at the station we work with, and a ladies' man.
He's from Nigeria.
The Nigerian nightmare.
Have you heard about the new Timmy O'Bibene diet? When it's time for dessert, Timmy just orders a nice fresh piece of blank.
I'm in.
Timmy O'Bibene diet.
Way to work Timmy into the match game. I like that.
Captain. When it's time for dessert, Timmy just orders a nice fresh piece of blank. Hang on,
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Jeremy, are you in? All right, once again, we are waiting on Good Morning America weatherman.
I'm in.
Sony Perkins.
Panelist right. Paul, have you heard about the new Timmy O'Bibene diet? When it's time for dessert, Timmy just orders a nice fresh piece of blank.
I'm going to have to say ass.
Ass. Very good. Jeremy, do you have Timmy's ass?
I have tail, Captain.
Tail.
That's
a match. That matches. But nice job. How about you, Mike?
I have piece of ass.
Ass. Very good.
How about you, Don?
No, I said he orders a piece of hair pie.
Ooh,
same thing.
Yeah,
same thing.
But I wrote poon hair pie.
That's the same thing.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
really?
So.
Oh,
yeah.
So figure
it out. That's like saying Maryland's the same thing as Virginia. They're close by, but they're different.
I'm sorry. I was specific about the poon tag.
Okay, that's true. We have to stick to the rules. How about you, Tony?
I said Nigerian booty.
I believe that is a match.
Yeah. You know, that's the network way of getting around it, isn't it?
I hope that Timmy's listening today because Timmy, we haven't seen Timmy in the hallways very often.
He'd be flattered.
He would.
How about you, Buzz?
I said Oz.
Oz.
Hi,
Copson.
That's great, Don.
Batting 800, Josh, you need to step up to the plate here. Here's your clue. Good news and bad news for WJFK General Sales Manager Steve Goldstein. The good news, at work he's up to giving out full-size Snickers bars. The bad news, at home he still has blank in the miniature size. Did you hear yesterday, Josh?
Yeah, run that by me again.
When Steve Goldstein handed out the full-size Snickers bars, did you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you sure you did. Good news and bad news for WJFK General Sales Manager Steve Goldstein. The good news is at work he's up to giving out full-size Snickers bars. The bad news, at home he still has blank in the miniature size.
I'm in. Jeremy? You're the last one.
I'm in.
All right, everybody's ready except for Jeremy Coleman.
Jeremy's in as we discuss the family goals.
Are you ready, JC?
Yes, sir.
All right, Josh, good news and bad news for WJFK General Sales Manager Steve Goldstein. The good news, he's up to full-size Snickers bars at work. The bad news, at home, he still has blank in the miniature size. What'd you say, Josh?
I'd have to say penis.
Penis. Jeremy, do you have Steve Goldstein's penis?
No, I said candy.
Candy.
God damn.
Don't you love it when someone gets the game?
What?
God
what?
Damn.
The whole tray?
Sure.
The whole tray? Come on, what are you doing? What?
It is only round one. How about you, Mike?
I think I want to whack him.
sex. Ooh, miniature sex.
He has sex in the miniature size, you say. I mean, the way the sentence was written, he still has sex
not a match.
In the miniature size.
But that's not a match. How about you, Don?
This would be a match. Penis.
Penis! His fun-sized penis. And there's a match. How about you, Tony?
I think I get the game. I said mounds. Snickers reference.
You can play with Jeremy.
Mounds. Sometimes he's too clever, and it just it scares me. How
Tony
about you,
and
buddy?
Jeremy will be at the Comedy Store later on tonight.
I said his thing.
That's a match.
There you go.
And Tony was a stand-up comedian until he went legit.
True. Very true. All right.
That was a good answer.
Josh. Well, maybe you better sit down. Josh.
Yes.
You're down by two, so I need you to choose A or B.
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 B,
here's
B,
your clue.
B.
Well, this one's about why it's about me. With Mother's Day coming, Rob Spiewak is going to give his wife, Carrie, something she really needs. But it's difficult for him. Have you ever tried to wrap up a blank?
I'm ready.
I'm in. An insight into my happy marriage, Josh. With Mother's Day coming, Rob Spiewak, yours truly, is going to give Carrie something she really needs. But it's difficult. Have you ever tried to wrap up a blank?
Did I get it right?
I'm in.
I'm in.
Tony, you in?
I'm in.
And how about you, Jeremy?
Everybody's ready.
The panel's right. I love you, darling. All right, Josh, with Mother's Day coming, I'm going to give my wife something she really needs, but it's difficult. You ever tried to wrap up a blank? Josh, what did I give her?
Package?
Have you ever tried to wrap up a
bet he matches Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy, do you have...
I love this Jeremy being dissed by a TV guy.
Wow. You know, this is really weird. I never thought I'd say this. Jeremy, do you have my package?
No. I put sloppy kiss, but...
Sloppy kiss. You're the worst... Yeah, really, you're worse than Christine Kerner was at this game.
Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said, sorry, what's the question again?
Oh, what I'm giving my wife for Mother's Day. Something she really needs.
It's hard to wrap a fist.
It is.
Oh,
it's just a joke.
I'm sure it is. How about you, Don? Do you have my package?
Funny, because I said, no, it's hard to wrap a punch in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
Don and Mike matched. How about you, Tony?
With your wife. I said a marital aid.
Oh,
hey, hey, how about you, Buzz?
I said a hearing aid. No, I said a fist.
That's the code on the show, a hearing aid.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, helps her listen.
It's totally fictitious, though. We hope and pray to God.
Totally
terrific.
Paul, your chance to really move ahead, and here is your clue.
And, Rob, you know what I just figured out? Hold on. I just want to say something. Because I know on the network pretty soon, because we haven't played all the commercials on time.
Oh. Right.
It's going to cut us off soon on like 50% of the stations that we're on.
Right.
So all you people who bitch that you never get to hear the end of the show.
Right.
Today you got to hear the end of the show. You're just not going to be able to hear the beginning of the show.
Right.
It's that simple.
Which also goes to show, even if you totally turn everything upside down, we still can't do it.
Yeah, we still can't it on time.
We can't make it on time.
We can't do it.
Sorry, Paul. All right. Francis, I'm sorry. Frank Herzog is an accomplished broadcaster, and he loves his money fans. If you ask for his signature, he'll gladly send you an autographed blank.
I'm in.
Are you familiar with Frank Herzog, Paul?
A little bit.
All right.
Oh, I'm in.
Well, he's an accomplished broadcaster, conquered both mediums of radio and television, and he loves his money fans. If you ask Frank for his signature, he'll gladly send you an autographed blank.
I'm in.
Tony's in. Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Yes, Andrew.
Who would we be waiting for?
Jeremy!
No, I'm just starting out. I haven't got the hang of the game yet.
You've been here for an hour!
Backwards. Kennedy was doing it backwards.
He's just too clever for us.
He's flirting with clever.
He's ready.
All right, Paul. Frank Herzog is... And if you ask him for his signature, he'll gladly send you an autographed blank. Autographed what?
Oh, man. Penny.
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 Wow.
You say money fans or mini fans?
No, he said money fans.
Money. You were right with Penny.
All right, Penny.
Just what the writers were looking for, Paul. Yeah. Thanks for overthinking it.
Thank you.
Jeremy, don't thank me. Jeremy, do you have money? I mean, Penny?
No, I have one that's even worse.
No.
I have play.
Play.
Autographed play.
You know,
I did not think that after his last answer he could get worse
because
he defied me.
You know, Frank Herzog, I could just have to explain this. He is the play-by-play voice of the Washington Redskins.
And he also does the morning show on Channel 9.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But that is an awful answer, Jeremy.
Yeah.
He might as well autograph some creamy milk. How about you? Do you have, what was it, Penny?
I said he sends his fans an autographed pancake.
Good answer.
Not a match.
He makes pancakes on TV on Friday.
He makes pancakes and we make fun of that.
I didn't know that.
Gripping television.
Well, yeah, so you really got some worries with Channel 9.
You're doing well over there at Channel 9 in the morning.
You should be glad you're on 7. How about you, Don? Do you have Penny?
No, I said he sends them autographed hair weave. Hair weave because he got hair plugs.
Wow. I did not know that.
Money hair plugs.
They are the best. How about you, Tony?
I know Frank. I think he's a nice guy, but I said autographed ham.
Oh, ham. Good with the pancake. How about you, Buzz?
I said pancake.
Pancake. Oh, no match there. And actually, we need Josh to go again. Josh, you're down by 2 picks.
So this is the final game now.
Right, this is. Josh, right. A or B?
A.
A.
A. So if Josh gets less than 2 here,
Paul automatically
the other guy wins the Palm Pilot.
All right, here we go, Josh. There's plenty of sexual tension in the WJFK traffic department.
Oh, yeah.
Andy wants to see Debbie topless. And Debbie wants to see Andy blank.
I'm in.
Not a lot of talk about the WJFK traffic department on air, but it's run by two nice people. I know we
are
nice
people. Let me mention that when Rob says traffic, this is like continuity. These are the people who
schedule the commercials.
Right. The office staff. Right.
Jeremy, are you in?
Okay.
Plenty of sexual tension. Andy wants to see Debbie topless. Debbie wants to see Andy blank. Is the panel right?
Yeah.
All right, Josh, here's your chance to catch up. Andy wants to see Debbie topless, and Debbie wants to see Andy blank. What?
Dead.
That caused a lot of tension.
His family, dead.
All the rice is dead. How about you, Jeremy? Do you have dead?
I think I do. I have drawn and quartered.
Which you have to technically, yes.
Yeah, that would be dead.
Way to go, Jeremy. You matched one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about you, Mike?
I had dead.
All right, that's a match, and we have a tie game. How about you, Don?
Deadhead.
Deadhead, indeed. And moves ahead. How about you, Tony?
I said fired.
Fired. Not a match.
Oh.
But probably closer to the truth. How about you, Buzz?
You'd be dead if they said headless.
Headless. There you go.
No.
No, you don't think?
No.
No, you can still survive with the proper life support.
Really?
Yeah. We've seen that with people in programming. That's right.
Headler.
Got my medical degree at AU.
All right, Paul, you're down by one. That means you need one match to tie, two to win. Are you up to the challenge, Paul?
I think so.
All right.
This will be the last round of the day.
I hold in my hand the final clue.
Thank God.
All Tony, right. Actually, we're going to play this game until you go on the air.
I'm glad I brought a change of clothes.
Yeah. Why? It's so early in the afternoon, Mike.
It's true.
Oh, that's right.
We've got a whole show ahead of us.
We're not in the evening yet.
The sun is just cresting over 7th Avenue. Sports Junkies producer Joe Hardinger had a tough time filing his taxes this year. Seems the IRS won't accept receipts printed on blank.
Oh, I'm in.
You familiar with Joe Hardinger, Paul?
No.
Yeah, it'll be easy for you then. Sports Junkies producer Joe Hardinger, he produces the Sports Junkies, had a tough time filing his taxes this year. Seems the IRS won't accept receipts printed on blank.
Buzz?
I'm in.
Tony Perkins, are you in?
I'm in, yeah.
How about you, Jeremy?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Panel's right, no pressure, Paul. This is for the Palm Pilot, and here's your clue. Sports Junkies producer Joe Hardinger had a tough time filing his taxes this year. Seems the IRS won't accept receipts printed on blank. What'd you say, Paul?
I hope somebody said food wrappers.
Food wrappers.
Food wrappers.
Food wrappers. Mm. Food. How about you, Jeremy? Do you have Joe's food wrappers?
No, I hope this is the right term. I said pot paper.
I don't know. I don't hang with the druggie.
Excuse me. Do you have any pot paper?
Jeremy was big.
Pot paper.
That's back when Jeremy was at Berkeley.
Pot paper.
He used to go around to the different communes asking everybody had any pot paper.
I believe my pot papers are by my Birkenstock. How about you? Do you have pot? I'm sorry. Food wrappers.
Let me educate you, Jeremy. He said, do I have any rolling papers? Rolling papers. Papers.
Food wrappers, Don.
Let me be more specific. Do you have any zigzag rolling papers?
Not a match. How about you, Mr.
Obviously,
Perkins?
I don't know this guy. I said the racing form.
The racing form. Yeah, Tony has no idea who he is.
But that's what's fun. How about you, Buzz?
I know this guy. I said rolling paper.
Rolling paper. The match is there, and a fabulous come from behind for John.
All right.
You won the Palm M105 handheld, Palm portable keyboard, two interchangeable faceplates, with all the megabytes of RAM, the mobile internet kit for wireless internet access, and a hot sink cradle so you can load it right into your computer and down stuff off your PC.
Wonderful.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, but Josh, of course, even though you won the $500 prize, you weren't the big winner today. The big winner today was...
Julie,
who won the Super Match.
Yeah, and she won $50.
She did.
Big Fantastic. Winner. We'll have her back next time, maybe not.
See, that's why it was really a backwards show, because the girl who won $50, and the guy at the very end, who really lost...
Won the big prize.
He won the $500 prize.
So now all we need to do is meet the stars and play the Open, and then we're done.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2000 with the stars Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Michael Miller.
How you doing?
Michael J. Elston.
Hi, wow.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob. Quick word to say hi. It's the genius behind WNEW's legendary ratings dominance, Jeremy Coleman. Jeremy, how do you do it?
I'm doing fine and happy to be here.
Now, the question was, how do it? How do you program the station to these unparalleled heights of mediocrity?
Well, you said, how are you doing?
Ron, you're a good listener.
How are you doing?
Yeah, you need to listen to be a PD.
How are you doing?
Weatherman and proprietor of the Bates Motel, Mr. Tony Perkins, welcome, sir.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Good to see you.
You love him in the Hertz commercials in which he runs around like O.J. Simpson in the airport. It's Buzz Burbank. How do, Buzz?
Hey, Buzz.
Howdy, Buzz. You can catch him this summer at an amphitheater near you as he tours with his outfit, Crap.
Yeah.
Say hi to Mike O'Mara. How's that set list, Mike?
We're doing great. We're up to two songs.
His term is America's Bean King. What's the word? Don Geronimo.
My ass is loaded for bear, Rob.
So long, everybody.
So long, everybody. All right. right. Listen, we do want to thank all of our players. Jeremy Coleman, who obviously is the brains behind this station.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy.
Now that you've heard him in this type of give and take, this dialogue, is it any wonder that WNEW is the lowest rated station in the history of the world?
I think everybody understands what we deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Right, because now that was a glimpse inside the comedy mind of Jeremy Coleman.
Game was funny.
Good final word. Thank you, Jeremy. And Tony, what, you got like 2 hours, so you got to get up and go to work?
I have to get up and fix Diane's breakfast and then get ready to do the weather.
Tony, great having you on.
Tony Perkins from Good Morning America, everybody.
Excellent. You tell her, you tell the white devil to say hello to you. Tell her to say thank you, Tony.
That's right. Thank you, Tony. That's all. Is it too much to ask,
Tony? No. Tony from Good Morning America. You know, Mike, we're just getting started with the show.
Looking forward to it. Boy, I tell you, I'm fresh as a daisy.
We are just getting started. I'll leave some music. Now the bumper.
Close the chili parlors. It's time for Don and Mike.
Nancy, I'm helping Hank winch a trailer. I'll see you for dinner.
Sorry, Shug. I get to anchor eyewitness weather tonight. There's high winds blowing. Might be a tornado. This could be the disaster I've been waiting for. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, what about my supper?
I left the carton of cigarettes on the table.
I think I'll keep her.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Being as it is the backwards show,
yes.
Technically this is the beginning, the second break, which means at this point in the show, we'd be getting, this is really no different than the beginning of a regular show.
That's right.
I have just gone through something.
What?
Was it the turkey? I saw Tony Perkins out to the elevator. And then I turned around, I let him out in our little secret exit.
Ninth floor exit.
And
did you get locked out?
And I got locked out. And then I went through our sister station here in New York, WIN, duh.
No, 1010 wins.
I know. It's just that I was trying to get back in. It took me a little longer.
Well, Mike, just in time for call number 100.
Very good.
As we do at the beginning of the second break of every show.
Right.
As I look at my watch, it's about 4:15 East Coast time.
Very good, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? This is Larry from New Jersey, the kid from the other day. Don't hang up yet.
Why, Larry?
I want to apologize, first of all, for what I've done, for what I've said during the show. I understand that has undermined your ability to run the show the way you'd like it to be.
No.
I apologize.
Larry, we just got a rule that kids don't call the show. The show's for adults.
All right. Well, I'll keep listening, and I'll keep being your biggest fan. I'll just wait until I'm 18, all right?
Yeah, when you're 18. Way to go, Larry.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And so nice to hear from you at the beginning of the show as opposed to the end of the show.
Oh, yes. I'll be listening about 10:45.
No. You please go away. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yes. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I just thought I'd call at the beginning of the show because I heard that you were going to play the match game today, and I just wanted to know if you knew that Gene Rayburn, the host of TV's Match Game, worked at WNEW as a DJ back in the 1950s.
Hey, that's a bonus.
Wow.
Let's all stop and think how little we care about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to take a shot at today's mystery guest interview.
Oh. He wasn't a mystery. No, it's not going to be a mystery guest because we've already announced who it was.
It's the backward show.
Yeah.
No. But I announced yesterday.
It's not going to be a mystery guest.
I announced yesterday that it was going to be Rick Springfield.
Don't overthink it, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Hello.
He wanted to play.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I'll call 100.
Yes, right.
All right.
Finally.
That's the kind of enthusiasm we're looking for.
I thought they'd put me on hold or something and sort of wait. I didn't think I'd call and get it.
No, I'm on my way home.
I'm living in the forwards world on the GW Parkway.
Beautiful.
Where I call every night.
Thank you. We don't need the bio. What's your name, please?
This is Matt.
Matt. Okay, Matt. You have won the 61 prize pack.
Oh, fantastic.
Don't miss the HBO film 61, which indicates the number of times that Billy Crystal had sex with Mickey Mantle.
Oh.
61 times.
Wow.
The inside, get it? The inside story
oh my God.
Of the home run race between Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris.
Mickey.
Premieres Saturday, April 28th, 9 p.m. on HBO. Now, are you ready to go for $500 American dollars?
Certainly.
Beautiful. It's a common, everyday sound. You could hear it in the home or in the office. Name it and win $500. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Archie Bunker.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it is, common everyday sound. It's a clicking sound. If you identify the sound, you'll win money courtesy of Main Street Title.
They are over sound red great. Those were the days.
Yes. And now for $500.
Wow.
What is that sound?
I'm going to guess a light switch.
Guess a what?
A light switch.
A light switch.
Turning on and off a light switch.
Oh, a light switch. No, absolutely not. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you. Right. Now, of course, during the first break of the show today,
right.
I spent a lot of time telling you about my problems getting here.
Yes, indeed.
And how I hate my hotel.
I understand.
Which I'm guessing was a giant mistake to announce the hotel, since I'm going to have to be leaving that hotel now tonight.
I'll tell you later in the show. Boy, it's going to be trouble.
Oh, it sure is.
Wow.
But we'll be able to get a Do Not Disturb on our phones.
Of course we will.
But listen, I'll tell you, we do the same thing as Julia Roberts in Notting Hill.
Yes, of course.
We always sign in under various cartoon character names.
We do. That's what we've always done.
So tonight, if you're going to try to call our hotel, don't ask for Fred and Barney.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, because we have to change that.
To Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely, like we always do. And those are the only four we use.
Now, you know, when I came up last...
I got it, Ben and Jerry.
When I came up last night, I was sad. I was happy because I thought I was going to miss all the hassle of traveling on show day.
Right.
But I was sad because I was going to miss... The Buzz Show. Mm-hmm. And I understand that I missed today the best episode ever.
This is like for sweets.
Mm-hmm. Of the Buzz Burbank Show. Because, you know, we love Rob, myself. We love getting to the airport early.
Right.
Watching Buzz show up. Watching Buzz fumble with his ticket.
Sure.
Fumble with his luggage.
Right.
You know, an attempt to get to where we're going. It's the Buzz Show.
It's traveling, a grand show. Traveling is a bit of a challenge for Buzz occasionally.
No, not really.
No. Come on. Well, today was, I guess, the best episode ever.
It was great because he was playing for an audience of one. I was on the George Washington Parkway this morning at about 9:20, and my cell phone rang. And that's always exciting for me because I've only gotten like a total of 20 calls in on my cell phone total. And it's Buzz, and I see that it's Buzz.
But still, hey,
great gift, right?
The best. I'm never without it.
Got it right here.
There you go.
He's wearing it.
Great gift. And so, Buzz, I see that it's Buzz, and I pick up, and I say, hi, free call, buddy. Because I'm excited, because we're both on the same plan.
Right.
And he sounds not happy.
No.
He says, looks like I might be late to the airport. I might not make the flight. And I said, well, why? I mean, it's like an hour and 15 minutes out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was...
an accident on 66, which is the main artery into Washington, D.C. from Virginia. And apparently, a couple of tourist buses collided with each other, and like 10 people were injured. There were ambulances, tow trucks, and they had 66 down to two lanes. We were just, it was a parking lot.
Dogs and cats.
We were sitting there.
And so I
sitting there.
I said, you know, well, you could still make it, but if you don't, you know, get another shuttle, get another flight, and you can just take a cab into the city. I mean, it would be bad if it happened, but I mean, it's something to go around. And he said, or you could have Richard turn around and come get me afterwards.
Now Richard is the guy who drives us around when we come to New York.
Right.
And I said, I don't think we have Richard today because he's on tour with Deep Purple, right, Charlie?
No, Richie Blackmore.
Right.
Deep Purple.
Same thing.
So he's playing at some castle in, like, Bavaria. And so I didn't think that would be a possibility. But I, in my heart of hearts, thought Buzz would make it. So I said, I'll talk to Charlie and we'll be advised. And so, great. I hang up and get to the airport. And I was like first on the plane. It was great. So I'm in the first seat. Charlie comes in. And this is funny because, you know, everyone fights for the bulkhead seat
right.
in the airplane. There's me on the aisle, and then Madam Bulkhead takes the window seat, and there's a million seats behind us. Charlie comes on maybe 20th person on the plane and sits right between us. And you can tell Madam Bulkhead hates it because there's a commoner sitting next to her. And Charlie and I, and for some reason he was talkative today. He only put in one headphone thing.
Hey, that's nice of you, Charlie.
So we were jawing and laughing, really pissing off Madam Bulkhead. And every time someone came, I told Charlie about Buzz, and every time someone came around the corner, we just say, nope. Nope.
Still not
nope.
Buzz.
It wasn't
no.
Buzz.
No Buzz, so at this point, Buzz is in danger of missing the plane.
Exactly. It's like 20 minutes after the hour.
And then basically in danger of not having anybody come back and pick him up, which means he would be lost in New York or even Washington, D.C.
No, and keep in mind that today's one day. We're doing the backward show.
Right. Right.
The news is going to be at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
How funny would it have been if we, the one day that we need him at the beginning of the show.
He's never been late for the show. He would be late today.
Right. He'd be not here.
Naturally.
So it's 10:20. 10 minutes away from locking the door down. And I mean, they're like getting to the point where they're going to say, turn off all your cell phones. So
right.
Again, the cell phone coming in handy, I call Buzz. And I hear, I'm pulling in. And I say, well, good, run. Go to hourly parking. It's quicker. And again, not Buzz. 10:27.
He comes for a 10:30 flight.
Yes. He comes flying around the corner of the airplane, and he is sweaty. Glowing. I mean, just wet.
Tell me how you described it before.
Like, it looked like someone poured a ginger ale on him.
wetter, and I'll give Dennis Murphy his props. I was wetter than you've ever seen Dennis Murphy.
Just how soaked I was.
Did you park in the hourly parking?
No, I parked in the daily parking, but I've got a trick. I've done that before, and I knew it was close, and I knew it was
Rob,
quick.
Why does he hate the hourly?
I don't know. I mean, it's more expensive. But I found out, quite by accident, that it'll still get reimbursed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Familiarity is faster. I had a place. I knew it was close. I knew I could do it.
The world of Buzz.
So he makes it, and he sits down, and so we make the flight. And he's actually the third to the last person on the plane. So other people were later. So I believe he gets some props.
I wasn't the last person after all. But, oh man. I got into the airport, and I've never run so hard, so far, or so fast in my entire life. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not just panting, I'm gasping at this point. And when I get to the ticket...
And when you run really fast, don't you look like those old Monty Python episodes?
Yes.
I was twit of the
ear. Arms and legs flailing, yes. And
upper class twit of the ear.
Luggage in tow. And I got to the ticket counter.
If you want to run faster, there'd been a sign up there saying weed.
I'm gasping. I can barely breathe. I've never, like I said, I haven't run this far, this hard, or this fast in years. I get to the thing, I can barely get the words out to the lady because I'm gasping. I'm putting out my driver's
license. Naturally.
Let me sit here on this plane.
It was like this. And the lady.
She gave you her phone number.
The lady at the ticket counter says to me, please, Mr. Elston, don't have a heart attack. I don't know CPR. That's how hard I was panting.
You know, it's amazing to hear this story because I, on my train ride up here,
it was great.
Oh, thank you. The conductor let me drive the train all the way up to New York.
So we made it aboard our angina craft, and we make it up fine, and he gets out, and it turns out this was not his first problem today.
Oh, no, the computer crashed just before bed last night, which told
before
me...
Before bed.
Just it told me that, that I had to get up even earlier this morning and get to the radio station.
Yeah, to get up, get his big nightshirt off.
Just before bed, make your porridge.
His big night hat.
Ah, too bad. What a
his
day.
His kerchief.
So I knew I had to get up early and do my show prep at the radio station.
Do your chores
right
before bed.
Fill the wood hopper.
So I left from the radio station, and that's how everything began to fall apart. But there was a reward at the end of it all when I sat down and I finally dried off and cooled down and stopped gasping for oxygen. I was sitting next to a lovely lady with a lovely, well-behaved baby who was breastfeeding. So I got my reward after all.
That's
happy ending for all. Yeah. My favorite ending is when we're in the car coming over here and Buzz tells me about really all the troubles he's had today. He said it was almost as if they didn't want him to get his news done.
I said, naturally.
But all is well.
Yeah, we're glad you made it, Buzz.
Me too.
To bed.
And I'm looking forward to your news later today.
It's going
to
be fantastic.
You had all the problems, with the computer. I hope you slapped together a good one
for us. In spite of it all, I think I did.
Hey, I haven't said it. Yeah, but it's great to be back in New York City.
Yeah. Well, that's your New York crutch, Mike.
Yes, it is.
And, I guess we don't have time in this break. Well, what am I saying? We've got the whole rest of the show ahead of us.
Yeah, right. No need to rush. We've got plenty of time.
I want to play a message. Frida called me during the break
right.
And said that
down and out disc jockey George McFly has left another follow-up message on our machine at home.
Now, were you able to take a listen?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Okay, and so we don't know if he's doing any better.
No, but we've got 4-plus hours, so I'm sure sometime during the next 4 hours we'll get to it.
We got
to
get to Match Game.
Yeah, we got a special celebrity coming in today.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Three of them.
Joe's jam-packed.
I mean, we got one on the phone and two coming in.
Yeah, that's right. Fantastic. Yeah, that's right. I'm very excited about that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Of course, when we play Match Game, it's more like one and a half.
Hello.
Maybe two.
Hello.
Hello, I want to scoop Buzz.
No, okay. Please wait until the news.
Yeah, come on, that's my territory.
Come on now.
But I just
too late.
Thanks.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm Machine.
I'm Machine.
I'm Machine. I'm Machine. It's 6 o'clock. It's Mike.
Yes.
Invest in Microsoft today. Call your broker right now. Put the money in Microsoft. I call him from the future.
Did Microsoft close way up today, Buzz?
Jack, it sounds like it did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, have a good show today.
He never calls this early.
That's incredible. But Dennis, what are you doing calling at the beginning of the show?
Well, you know, I want to have something unusual. I'm just unusual.
Very unusual. Goodbye, Dennis. Hello. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Mr. Liddy, I've been in the Air Force for that.
No. Too far early.
No, but look.
We're over.
Technically, we're 15 minutes over. I mean, even for us, this is...
Yeah.
Even when we run a show that goes backwards, we should be able to stay on time...
We're on Liddy's time.
We still run
guys,
over
I right. really, I really know. This is probably one of the best ideas. And for the love of Christ, I'm going to turn my radio up right now.
We're 15 minutes over.
Wow.
Okay.
I just wish we could start on time for once.
For the love of Christ, I'm going to turn my radio up.
I got what he was saying.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted you to check out a website. It's called pornolies.com.
All right.
It takes any boring website and throws in the F-bomb and other sorts of porno words and turns it into a hell of a lot more fun.
All right. Well, you know, who knows? Maybe at some point today, we've got 4 hours to fill.
Yep, we'll do it.
We'll be able to do some surfing on the web.
Yeah, because Match Game normally takes like 40 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And I'm sure we won't talk to Rick Springfield very long.
Who wants to talk to him?
Because I'm so gay for him.
I want to compliment both of your stamina.
Hello.
I am mad. And I tried to get over that rainbow, but I couldn't. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to talk.
He's going backwards.
Oh, he is.
That's right.
Oh, hold on. I get what he's doing.
He's doing it backwards.
I get what he's
doing.
It really should go, so what? I tried to get over that rainbow, and I couldn't.
Right,
I'm
going
to write a book.
I got it. He's doing the Judy Garland thing backwards.
Right. But we haven't heard the main part of it, which is, I tried my damnedest.
I tried my damnedest.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Listen, Lisa, music, please. And the bumper.
Their brains are 100% leak-proof. Guaranteed. Don and Mike.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Number one, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we are live today from our Midtown of Manhattan studios, our great New York affiliate, 102.7 WNEW.
Hey. Great to be here in New York.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Funhole and all the ships at sea. Gold medalists in the twat put. Say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great man. Wearing his thorn of crowns.
Crown of thorns.
Let's say.
You said it backwards. Actually, you did it right.
Yes. Please say hi to Phil. Do I have Phil's tape here?
No, it'll be played from home.
Phil Hochberg. Phil Hochberg.
Rob, you told me you were going to play it from there, remember?
Oh. Lisa, could you grab it, honey?
We're off to a
Rob's
great,
got it.
We're
Rob's
off to
got
a great,
it.
A great start.
Never mind. Hold on. I got it. I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Rob Spiewak!
Okay. Hold on.
Stay with me.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Roger, I don't know if you fill a book.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hi. Well, hi. Hi. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Now, I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Does
Arnold?
It have to be true?
What, with the girl shooting it out of her intimate spot?
Yeah, because my wife can shoot a ping pong ball pretty far.
Well, your aerodynamics of a ping pong ball can travel a lot further than a piece of fruit.
If you hold a glass up, she can shoot it out at you and you can catch it in the glass.
Well, you know something? That's an act that we would love to see.
We win a lot of fish at carnival.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lake. The Don and Mike Show.